Fall is the best time of the year to plant trees and shrubs. The nights are cooler and the ground is still warm, and this allows the roots to take hold and gives the plants a good start. Don't miss the big fall sale at Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course. Take advantage of their fall sale prices. 40% off all 1 gallon through 24-inch box trees. Take 40% off all 1 gallon through 15-gallon shrubs, vines, and ground cover. The nursery is loaded with beautiful plants, shrubs, trees, perennials, and ground cover. Their roses, crepe myrtles, and verbenas are in bloom. They have a tasty selection of fruit trees and citrus with over 1,000 in stock and on sale. Come in and take advantage of this big fall sale. 40% off all shrubs and trees, 1 gallon or larger. Now in stock. Fall vegetable and fall color. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and a quarter mile from Airport Road. Don't miss the big fall sale at Gold Leaf Nursery.
On now through September 30th.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
The Money Pit is presented by Owens Corning. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Reach out to us with your questions about your home, your house, your condo, your co-op, whatever you live in, wherever you call home. Even you apartment dwellers out there get to deal with home maintenance projects and home repairs from time to time, because we would love to help. A couple of ways to get in touch with us. You can call us anytime, 24-7 at 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or you can post your questions to moneypit.com/ask. We've got a cool little app on the site where you just click the microphone button. You can record your question, and we'll come right to us, and we'll reach back to you with an answer. So reach out at 1-888-MONEYPIT or by going to moneypit.com/ask. Coming up on today's show, if you're tired of waiting and waiting and waiting for hot water to arrive in your shower each and every morning, adding a hot water recirculating pump would be a great project. We're going to explain how these pumps work to deliver hot water instantly instead of having you wait and wait for that cold water to heat up.
And as we move into the heating season, now is the perfect time to think about improvements that lower energy costs and make your home more comfortable all year long. Updating your insulation can do both. We're going to share the latest in insulation innovations.
And wood floors are beautiful, but they're not always the best choice in damp locations like bathrooms or laundry rooms or basements. We'll have an overview of what will work in those spaces.
But before we get to what we want to talk about, we want to hear what you want to talk about. Whether you're planning a small decor project or diving into a full-blown renovation, we have got you covered.
So reach out to us with your home improvement questions. We've got a great giveaway that's going out today to one lucky caller. We've got the IQ Vice system. The Vice itself is so innovative. It does everything. You got to see it to believe it. Go to workiqtools.com. But the Vice system and all the accessories is worth over $600, and that's going out to one caller drawn at random. So reach out to us with your home improvement questions. You have to have a question to qualify. The number here again is 1-888-MONEYPIT. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Kathy in New Hampshire's on the line with some questions about condensation. What is happening at your money pit?
We have a cape, 35-year-old house cape, that a lot of the homes here in New England get trapped moisture. We've had two roofs put on, but in the meantime, we have some mold. It's not toxic up in the attic that we would like to take care of ourselves and then either add more insulation, but possibly have it blown in. Just wondering what your thoughts are on the blown-in insulation cost-wise compared to the old insulation on rolls.
couple of things. First of all, your problem is not that you need more insulation. It's that you need more ventilation. Because attics in the winter get very damp. And when they get damp, you get a lot of condensation. And the condensation is what leads to mold growth, especially on the inside of the sheathing. The way to battle that is with ventilation. That said, a Cape Cod is probably one of the most difficult home styles to ventilate because the center section of it usually is occupied by a ceiling up that goes up to the bottom of the roof rafters. And then the sort of knee wall is open, has a very limited amount of storage space, but doesn't really give you the opportunity to put much ventilation in there because then that knee wall's got to be insulated because that basically becomes the exterior wall of the house. What I would do if it was my house is I would use spray foam insulation because spray foam insulation does not have to be ventilated. Now, I don't know how much reconstruction this is going to require you to do to open up, especially the top half of that roof section, but you can essentially spray the underside all the way across that surface. You can spray the knee walls. You'll seal it in very well because it will expand and lock in against any drafts. You'll also have an improved amount of insulation because spray foam is very – you'll also increase the insulation because spray foam is very efficient, so you need less of that to basically give you a higher R value. And don't get me wrong, blown is a great option. It's just that in a Cape Cod, it's just very hard to ventilate to keep that moisture from building up.
Now we've got Dan on the line who's looking to get a metal roof and has some questions about the current one. What's going on?
I have a screen porch on the back of my house. It has a tin roof, and it gets extremely hot in the summer, so hot that it just radiates heat down. I was wondering, is there something I can put on that tin roof to deflect the heat that comes from the sun?
Yeah, of course there is. I certainly understand that. That's pretty typical, but there are finishes that you can put on top of that roof. They're called radiant coatings. And basically what they do is just that. They radiate heat back off the roof, back up into the atmosphere. They reflect the UV of the sun, and that greatly reduces the temperature of that roof and hence the amount of heat that's coming through it. Now, it's not going to make it cool, but it will certainly cut it a substantial amount and perhaps make it more palatable for you. And maybe you'll get, you know, the opportunity to sit out there perhaps in the early morning or the later afternoon and evening when the sun's not so intense instead of just avoiding that area completely. They're made by lots of manufacturers. I would recommend that you stick with a name brand. I would research it to make sure that it is able to stick to metal as opposed to asphalt because they have those types of products as well. And then I would do it. I'd apply it and see how it goes. I think you're going to find that it works well. Make sure you also follow all the prep instructions so that it adheres properly. Some may require a primer and some may not, but just follow the instructions of the manufacturer and you'll be good to go.
All right, now we're going over to Pennsylvania where Beth is on the line, and sadly, Beth has had a project go south with the contractor. Tell us what happened.
I had a home fire. I hired a contractor my insurance recommended, and the contractor, he trashed my home. It was a build down to the studs. He ruined my house, and then he walked off the job. He took all my paid materials. He took all the screens from the windows, and it's an awful story. Where do I get help?
Wow, that's a terrible story. So sorry to hear that's happened to you, Beth. Unfortunately, to the best of my knowledge, Pennsylvania does not license home improvement contractors, and this is exactly what happens when you don't have licensing in place. They certainly don't have that leverage on top of this contractor. However, one thing that you said to me strikes as an opportunity. That is, you said that he took the materials that you paid for off your job site. So that's what we call theft. If he takes materials or money from you and doesn't complete the work, then you may very well be able to file a theft complaint with the police department and prosecute that contractor for that theft. I have had to do that in my career, and it's very powerful because I found that contractors that are very happy to ignore you and they don't really care about their reputation because they feel like there's, you know, always a sucker around every corner they can get work from. When they think there's going to be a theft complaint on their record, boy, it changes their tune quickly. So I would start there. I'd also seek some advice from an attorney and see if there's an opportunity for you to prosecute the contractor in any other way. But I think that theft complaint could be powerful. Good luck with that.
This is the Money Pit. Thanks so much for joining us on this very first weekend of the fall season. Coming up, when you jump in the shower, first thing in the morning, do you find yourself waiting and waiting for that water to turn warm? Well, adding a hot water recirculating pump can deliver hot water instantly. We'll explain how to achieve no-wait hot water next.
Now's a great time to check your roof for damage or wear. Not only does harsh weather beat up your roof, but with age, asphalt shingles will start to lose their natural oil and become dry and brittle. But that doesn't always mean they need a costly replacement. RoofMax Roof Rejuvenation Treatment is a safe, easy, and affordable alternative to roof replacement. And right now, they're offering a free tune-up completed prior to applying treatment. They'll fix nail pops, refasten loose flashing, and seal cracks and exposed nails. An $859 value. I got a RoofMax treatment for my mom's house and saw it in action. It really works. RoofMax is trusted nationally, and installers are locally owned and operated. And get this, for every roof saved, RoofMax works with the Dave Thomas Foundation to find a forever home for a child waiting in foster care. To find a RoofMax installer near you, go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com, or call 1-800-ROOFMAX. Introducing the new Super Flapper from FluidMaster. Stop guessing. This innovative new design replaces either a 2-inch or a 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install. Start saving money today and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that old noisy running toilet today. FluidMaster is the brand that pros have trusted for 67 years. Available now at Home Depot exclusively. For any questions, call 1-800-631-2011 or go to superflapper.com.
Congress is poised to pass a bill to keep AM radio in cars, but time is running out. 82 million Americans risk losing the news, sports, talk, traffic, and vital emergency information they rely on. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to pass this bill now.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Up to 90% of homes are under-insulated. The good news is that insulation technology has never been better. Now is a great time to learn more about how insulating your home can help increase comfort, save on cooling and heating costs, and how you might qualify for up to $1,200 in tax credits. Owens Corning is a leader in global building and construction materials with products including PINK Next-Gen Fiberglass Insulation, Thermofiber Fire and Soundguard Plus, and Duration Series Shingles. They'll be visiting local home improvement retailers this summer with their Champion Your Project Tour. They'll share with homeowners and pros alike tips on insulation, roofing, and other home improvement ideas that help make a home a better place to be. Learn time-saving tips, talk to Owens Corning experts, and get hands-on demos. They'll also provide product education in storm-impacted communities. Look for the Owens Corning Champion Your Project Tour in your area or visit owenscorning.com/OCUPRO to learn more. That's owenscorning.com/OCUPRO.
We're all spending more time in our backyards. With Rumblestone from Pavestone, you can create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a grill enclosure, a fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Pavestone. You can create a paver patio or walkway, retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with Rumblestone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at moneypit.com. Reach out to us with your home improvement questions. We would love to chat at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Well, if you enjoy getting our tips and our tricks on the radio, well, then we'd like to also invite you to join us on the Money Pit podcast.
Yep, you can catch up on past episodes and hear the latest, and it's all free. Just go to moneypit.com/podcast. Hey, I was at a trade show some months ago, and I saw the coolest new vice that I've ever seen. And you think, oh, what could change about a vice? You know, I mean, they're really the same. They're big, heavy cast iron things that you have to clamp pipes in, clamp boards in, and stuff you can work on them. Well, there's a new vice out called the IQ Vice by Work IQ Tools. It is absolutely the most versatile and helpful vice you'll ever own, and totally transform the way DIYers, craftsmen, and hobbyists and trade pros get jobs done. The vice retails for $279, but we're also throwing in all the accessories because it's got all these plug-and-play accessories that go into it. It's got lights. It's got magnifying glasses. It's got a camera support. I mean, it's amazing. So the total prize value is $625. And to win it, you got to reach out to us with your questions. We will toss your name into the Money Pit Hard Hat if you call us with a question. Underline a question. You can't just call and say, hey, I want to win that cool vice you're talking about, because you won't. Reach out to us with your home improvement question, and we will draw a winner at the end of the show. That IQ Vice by Work IQ Tools is not going to disappoint. You can learn more at workiqtools.com or call us now with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
All right, heading to Minnesota. We've got Matt on the line who needs to work on a flight of stairs. What's going on?
I have a question regarding what you guys think I should do for some landscaping stairs. I'm looking for a cheap way to do it myself. It was railroad ties, and it's about 3 feet wide, and it goes up just over 30 feet to the top of my, around the side of my house up to the top. The railroad ties had rotten out. It was not properly rocked underneath. It was straight down to the dirt, and so the ants just dug on up in there, and the bugs. I'm wondering what the cheapest way is that's also going to allow me to continue to shovel it in the wintertime, because, you know, in Minnesota, most of our season is shovel season, so something that's not going to be hard to shovel.
Yeah, I'll hear you on that, shovel season. We have that here, but it's much shorter than it is in Minnesota, Matt. So, okay, so first of all, big project, right? I mean, 3 feet wide, 30 foot or 30 steps up, and that's a lot of work. So there's two directions. Number one, you could use concrete masonry units, which are kind of like concrete blocks, but they have a sculpted face to them. So when you look at them dead on, you know, they look attractive. If you did it with concrete units, you basically would probably set one or two of those below grade. Then you'd have a solid concrete step, a precast step that's on top of that, and work your way up. Sort of the advantage there is that if it's done and done well, and all that soil underneath the steps is properly compacted, it's not going to move. It's going to last indefinitely, and it'll be easy to shovel. Now, the other option, which could be easier to handle, would be to build them out of wood, but not railroad ties, pressure-treated wood. And the pressure-treated ties should be rated ground contact. A lot of folks don't realize that there's a number of different levels for pressure treatment. If you find the one that's labeled ground contact, that's going to give you the most number of years in the ground. Typically, that's recommended for pressure treated that is in contact with the ground or within 6 inches. Now, if you do that, you could build them out of the pressure treated. Now, I don't know if you have a retaining wall aspect of this, or it's just sort of not a concern with any of that hill that you're climbing coming forward. But if you have a retaining wall aspect of this, the way you would build this with pressure treated is you would make sure that those beams, so to speak, will extend back into the hill, because the way the soil on top of it is what keeps it all together and keeps it from shifting forward. So hope that gives you a couple of ideas that you could kick around, and both of them will result in a good-looking set of steps that will last you a long time.
So do you hate waiting for hot water in the shower? A hot water recirculation pump could be your solution. It delivers hot water to your faucets almost instantly, and on top of that, it can save households up to 17,000 gallons of water annually.
Yeah, now these pumps work by returning water that hasn't yet been heated back into the cold water line, and this ensures that the hot water supply line is always ready when you need it. It's especially useful for homes with long plumbing runs, like, say, a long ranch where the water heater's at one end of the house and the bedroom's at the far end of the house, and all you're doing is waiting for hot water all the time. It can absolutely feel endless.
Yeah, but not all of these hot water recirculation pumps are the same, right?
Yeah, not exactly. I mean, there's two common types. One system uses an additional water pipe to constantly circulate hot water through your plumbing, and that's more suited for new construction. But the other type installs what's called a crossover pipe between your hot line and the cold water line at the farthest fixtures, like, say, that sink that's in the farthest bedroom from the water heater. And what this does is it allows water to return to the tank through that cold water line. It's actually a lot easier for retrofits since it doesn't require any additional piping.
And what about the water savings?
Yeah, I think it's pretty significant. Traditional setups waste a lot of cold water while you wait for it to warm up. So with a recirculation pump, that's no longer necessary, and that's leading to big water savings, as well as electricity costs, too. This is on a timer, so you're not running it except when you need it. You can set the timer to run, say, in the morning hours and evening hours when you're more likely to be in those bathrooms. There's a lot of opportunities to cut costs from the water bill, as well as save water, as well as reduce energy, all with this one improvement.
All right, but does it cost a lot to put in?
Not really. I mean, I think it costs you about $500. You can do it yourself, but you might want to also consider the timer as well as an accessory because, as I said, this way you can run the system only during the peak times.
All right, let's welcome Diane to the Money Pit, who just got a new house. What's going on at your new Money Pit?
I have a new build that I want to keep up on maintenance, so I'm wondering where to find a good checklist or schedule of maintenance, things to look at different intervals to be sure everything is working correctly before things start breaking.
Well, first, congratulations on the new home purchase. It's very exciting. And even though it's new, of course, it's going to need maintenance. Now, I know on MoneyPit.com, we have a checklist for new homeowners that walks you through a lot of those basics. So that's a good source. The other thing I want to point out to you, though, that's related to this is that as a new home purchaser, you probably were given a home buyer's warranty. Now, home buyer's warranties, I have some issues and concerns with those because they sound like they're going to cover everything that ever is, was, or ever wrong with your house, but they don't. And the specifications in terms of what's considered a defect are pretty generous to the builder. That said, the reason I bring this up is because there's a time limit on coverage. Now, the workmanship-related things are generally covered for a year, and then coverage drops off significantly after that. So before that first year is up, make sure that you're very familiar with the terms of that warranty, what's covered, what's not, and that you're inspecting your home for anything that might be impacted by that. And when you, if you do find something, it's also critical that you notify both the builder and the warranty company, because if you just notify the builder, the warranty does not take effect. So you need to notify both builder and warranty. So hope that helps, and good luck with that new home.
Looking to improve his curb appeal, we've got Greg in Ohio. We need some help with the exterior. What's going on?
I have an old glazed block building. I'm wondering if I can stone veneer over that glazed block. So I thought maybe you could give me some advice.
So, Greg, if you're talking about the thin stone, the stone veneer, which is like a, maybe an inch thick or so, yeah, I think that that's possible. Now, it's going to be an adhesive that you use to make this connection, and that's going to take some research to figure out which of the many types of veneer adhesive are going to work well for this situation. But I think it is possible. It's the same procedure that you would use if you were just gluing tile, which is a different type of a siding over that glazed stone that you have right now. As long as the surface you're working in is not pitted, deteriorated, relatively solid, you should be able to identify an adhesive that is designed specifically for these two products, and it'll bring it together, and it'll be a permanent situation where you won't have to worry about those veneers popping off anytime in the future.
Thanks so much for joining us on this autumn weekend here at the Money Pit. Coming up, heating season is here because it's officially fall, and I'm sure you may have already put the heat on once or twice, and that makes now the perfect time to think about improvements that will lower your energy costs and make your home more comfortable all year long. We're going to share one that the government will actually help you pay for when the Money Pit returns.
Have you ever noticed it's only called a recession after we're already in it or past it? The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. Economists are always in search of a recession, like Leonard Nimoy. If they find one, it's already too late. Always be prepared by putting money away and investing accordingly. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My neighbor invited me to a Wounded Warrior Project event. I didn't know what to expect, but it felt like everyone understood me. We got each other. So I got more involved. I joined support groups with other women warriors, and it helped me realize a new purpose in my life.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
It's time again for the Majestic Stillwater Powwow, October 4th through 6th, at the Reading Rodeo Grounds, with free admission for all ages. See the return of the beautiful dancers, the feel of the powerful drummers. Learn and experience firsthand the culture of the Native American people. Proudly brought to you by the Reading Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow, October 4th through 6th, at the Reading Rodeo Grounds. For information, call 530-225-8979 or visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potter family, this station, and other proud sponsors.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda Bott. Looking for a staycay or a getaway close to home? Well, the best houseboat rentals are happening right now in September and October at Holiday Harbor.
And the off-season rates at Holiday Harbor are amazing deals, and the lake is a perfect 78 degrees. For more information, go to LakeShasta.com or call 530-238-2383.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click Apply Now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
It's back to school time with Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane features timeless decor for the home or office, study or dorm, with a variety of books to choose from, including old encyclopedia sets and classic novels, along with sports memorabilia. Memory Lane also offers vintage clothing, college collectibles and gear, classic lunchboxes, porcelain dolls, tin toys, and stuffed animals. You'll also find antique and upcycled furniture, including desks and dressers, and fusion paint and supplies for the do-it-yourselfer. Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectibles features costume to classic jewelry, including necklaces, earrings, bracelets, anklets, and rings in a variety of styles and colors to choose from. They also feature a distinct Amish collection of items and gifts. Open Monday 10 to 6, close Tuesday and Wednesday, open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday open noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
Wildfire season is upon us. Being prepared saves lives. Develop and practice an evacuation plan with your household. Stay informed about local fire conditions and follow evacuation orders if issued. Know your evacuation zone. Go to shascom911.com. Click on Be Prepared, Know Your Zone. Type in your address and write it down in case of emergency. You can also sign up for Alert Shasta at shascom911.com.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, as we move into the heating season, now is the perfect time to think about improvements that are going to lower your energy costs and make your home more comfortable all year long. Updating your insulation does both. And one reason the experts at Owens Corning have been traveling the country talking to homeowners, DIYers, and pros with their Champion Your Project tour.
With us to talk about what they learned, along with the latest in roofing and insulation products, is Eric Miller. Eric's the Owens Corning marketing leader for home centers. Welcome, Eric.
Hey, how you doing today?
Great. So let's start by talking about insulation. You know, I think it's a subject that a lot of homeowners think about in the winter, especially when that first very expensive heating bill shows up. But it's really an important improvement that delivers comfort and savings all year long, right?
Yeah, that's right. And I think one of the things that's really important is the fact that up to 90% of homes are under-insulated. So really adding insulation, it's going to help homeowners not only just have a more comfortable home, but also there's another piece of this is the Inflation Reduction Act. That's actually some tax credits up to $1,200 that homeowners may potentially have access to qualify for.
That's great. So why is it, do you think, that homes are so under-insulated? Is that the standards have changed over the years? Can you point to any specific conditions that have led us to this sort of problem? Because I agree with you. I spent 20 years as a home inspector, and it just seemed like insulation improvements were not a priority, and it's one of the best things that you could do to reduce your costs and increase your comfort.
Yeah, I think one of the big things is definitely when you start thinking about the efficiencies of the homes, just like anything else over time, you know, things get better. So definitely optimal efficiencies that we're seeing.
Right. Now, you've been on the road all summer long with your Champion Your Project tour. What are you hearing?
Yeah, it's been fantastic. We're really excited about this investment that we're making in collaboration and partnership with retailers like Home Depot as well as Lowe's. And we're really focusing in on the pro customer, homeowners and DIYers, really showcasing all the product solutions and innovations that we have to offer around different projects. And I think some of the key things that we highlight is just really the fact that there's a number of different products and solutions from roofing product categories to insulation that we could help solve in partnership, again, with Home Depot and Lowe's.
So what kind of questions were you getting from the pros and from the DIYers? I mean, is there any sort of confusion out there that we can help clear up?
Yeah, I think some of the things we run into is just really application, and I think really understanding the right product for the right application. So I'll use an example is fiberglass insulation and mineral wool products. So our product for mineral wool is the Thermafiber Fire and Soundguard Plus product, and we have our Owens Corning Pink Next Gen Fiberglass. Those are both fantastic solutions for insulating. One thing that we'll highlight from a mineral wool perspective is the fact that that product is made with 70% recycled content, and it's really providing enhanced fire, moisture, and sound benefits. So when you have applications, remodel applications, where you have a high propensity for that type of application, it's a product that's fantastic for that use. And then when you get into fiberglass, our Pink Next Gen fiberglass product, it's soft as cotton, and it's really, really easy to use and install. It's really a fantastic product for the rest of the applications that you have around your home. So those are really some of the things that we chat about when it comes to fiberglass as well as mineral wool applications.
You know, since the beginning, I think, of talk of insulation, it's always been sort of thought of that fiberglass is scratchy, itchy, kind of the worst to work with. But I have to tell you that the Pink Next Gen Fiberglass Bad Insulation, this product is so different. It's like cottony soft. It's fantastic to work with. It's just completely new and different.
Yeah, we really have. We're really proud of the investments and the enhancements we've made with the technology. And really the proof is when you talk to consumers and pro customers that have used insulation materials for years. And, you know, really the proof is in using the product. And when you hear it firsthand from customers how soft and easy it is to use, it definitely puts a smile on your face.
Now, Eric, I don't know if you recall, but I actually used the thermofiber product in my basement in my crawl space. We had put in a new boiler that had, like, no jacket loss. We went from an old cast iron heat-wasting boiler that was giving off so much heat, it was heating the underside of the floor of the first floor. And when we switched to a combi boiler, which was 95%+ efficient, there was no more jacket loss. And so all of a sudden the floors were cold because they didn't have that heat source underneath. And my solution was to use the Thermafiber Fire and Soundguard Plus, which, of course, is your mineral wool product. And, man, what a difference it made. Not only was it easy to work with, the resulting warmth of that floor through the first winter was instantaneous.
Yeah, it's a wonderful product to use, and, you know, it's many traditional applications is commercial-based. You know, it's fantastic for exact application that you just described right there. So, you know, when you really want to take a commercial application and translate that into residential application to your home, it's a great solution to add to your home projects.
We're talking to Eric Miller. He's the marketing leader for Home Centers for Owens Corning about some of their new products. Hey, I want to ask you about Atticat. I mean, that's been out for a while now, and it really is an interesting system because it allows DIYers and pros to have access to the equipment they need to do a blown-in application of insulation, really just for the cost of the material for the most part, right?
Yeah, so our partners over at Home Depot and Lowe's, they collaborate with us on the Atticat system, and the Atticat system is a loose fill fiberglass insulation system, and we have an Atticat machine that you can use to blow in the material. And for the purchase of the product, you can actually get the machine to complete your application. It's a very easy to use application system, very DIY friendly, I would say. And we typically say that a traditional job is going to take you about an afternoon to complete the job. Now, if you're not somebody that wants to get up in the attic and do this type of project yourself, we have plenty of pro customers across the country that would be happy to put some additional insulation into your home and make it more efficient.
All right, now let's get into the roofing category, because you are definitely making the installation of roofing shingles way more user-friendly. So why don't you tell us about this new SureNail technology?
The Owens Corning Duration with SureNail technology is an Owens Corning innovative product, and the SureNail tape actually runs across the shingle itself, and it provides an area for the installer to know exactly where to install their nails appropriately. That way it's holding the shingle in place, and as you're laying your next course of shingles down, you have your asphalt sealant bead that actually helps ensure that you're going to have a strong bond within your shingles.
Yeah, and that's really key. Getting the nails in the right place and getting that bead to lay there for in the right place makes all the difference. It keeps the shingle well adhered to the roof for the life of the product. So it's definitely something where that sort of small change, it would appear like a small change, you know, where am I nailing the shingle? Well, now you know exactly where it's designed to be nailed, so you get the maximum security. It's really so important to the performance, because otherwise it's not going to be able to stand high winds and wind-driven rain and all of that sort of thing, right?
Yeah, and you'll see a lot of roofing contractors, they prefer to use the Duration shingle. For one of the prominent reasons is because of the high propensity to defend against the wind. Again, when it seals down, it has a very strong seal. When I have to try to move some of those shingles, they're very difficult to move when they actually seal. So that's a good problem to have, especially when you're in, you know, hurricane areas or areas that have high wind propensities. We've been very pleased with the feedback we're getting from the market.
Excellent. Eric Miller from Owens Corning, thank you so much for stopping by the Money Pit. As you wrap up your Champion Your Project tour, I understand that the last part of that tour is going to happen at the Owens Corning 200 at Toledo Speedway at the ARCA race coming up in October. Eric, thank you so much for stopping by the Money Pit, and thanks for taking this tour on, going coast to coast, helping homeowners, DIYers, and pros as they improve the energy efficiency, the comfort, and the weather resistance of the homes they work on.
Absolutely. Thanks for your time, and we appreciate it.
Coming up, wood floors are beautiful, but they're not always the best choice in damp locations like a bathroom, a laundry room, or even the basement. We're going to have an overview of what will work coming up. This fall, make your home stand out with a stunning upgrade from Deich Coatings. Spread Rock Speckled Granite Coating adds a beautiful, durable finish to your porch, steps, or walkway. It's perfect for basement floors, accent walls, and pool decks, and available in mocha, anvil, and ice gray.
Made from real stone, Spread Rock goes on easily, transforming your space with a rich granite stone look. Plus, it's affordable, just $55 a gallon with free shipping. Elevate your home today. Visit DeichCoatings.com and order Spread Rock now. Now's a great time to check your roof for damage or wear. Not only does harsh weather beat up your roof, but with age, asphalt shingles will start to lose their natural oil and become dry and brittle. But that doesn't always mean they need a costly replacement. RoofMax Roof Rejuvenation Treatment is a safe, easy, and affordable alternative to roof replacement. And right now, they're offering a free tune-up completed prior to applying treatment. They'll fix nail pops, refasten loose flashing, and seal cracks and exposed nails. An $859 value. I got a RoofMax treatment for my mom's house and saw it in action. It really works. RoofMax is trusted nationally, installers are locally owned and operated. And get this, for every roof saved, RoofMax works with the Dave Thomas Foundation to find a forever home for a child waiting in foster care. To find a RoofMax installer near you, go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com, or call 1-800-ROOFMAX. Up to 90% of homes are under-insulated. The good news is that insulation technology has never been better. Now is a great time to learn more about how insulating your home can help increase comfort, save on cooling and heating costs, and how you might qualify for up to $1,200 in tax credits. Owens Corning is a leader in global building and construction materials with products including PINK Next-Gen Fiberglass Insulation, Thermafiber Fire and Soundguard Plus, and Duration Series Shingles. They'll be visiting local home improvement retailers this summer with their Champion Your Project Tour. They'll share with homeowners and pros alike tips on insulation, roofing, and other home improvement ideas that help make a home a better place to be. Learn time-saving tips, talk to Owens Corning experts, and get hands-on demos. They'll also provide product education in storm-impacted communities. Look for the Owens Corning Champion Your Project Tour in your area or visit owenscorning.com/OCUPRO to learn more. That's owenscorning.com/OCUPRO. Have you noticed your toilet running? Well, stop wasting all that water by replacing the old toilet flapper with the new Super Flapper from FluidMaster.
This innovative new design replaces either a 2-inch or 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install. Start saving money and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that old, noisy running toilet today.
FluidMaster is the brand that pros have trusted for 67 years. Super Flapper is available exclusively at Home Depot. Learn more at superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What are you guys working on this weekend? You got a project inside, you got a project outside, or perhaps you're just enjoying the beautiful foliage. Well, whether you are doing those projects yourself or you're hiring a pro, we love sharing our lifetime of knowledge on how you can get those jobs done right the first time on the Money Pit. So why not listen to the Money Pit podcast? You can join us on the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast.
Hey, I'm pretty excited about this giveaway we have today. It's the IQ Vice by Work IQ Tools. It will totally transform the way that DIYers and craftsmen and hobbyists and trade pros get jobs done. It's definitely the most versatile and helpful vice you'll ever own. It includes a very maneuverable multi-axis bench mount and a collection of very task-specific IQ Vice jaws and IQ Connect plug-and-play accessories. Check it out. Learn more at Work IQ Tools. And if you want to win it, reach out to us with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT. The whole package, vice and all the accessories, is worth $625, and we're going to give away to one caller, drawn at random, from those that call us with their home improvement question. The number again, 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Well, if you just love the look of wood flooring and you want them in areas that can be prone to a lot or even a little bit of water, hardwood probably isn't the best choice, but we've got better options.
That's right, because if solid hardwood gets wet, it can swell and buckle, and once that happens, there is no going back. But there's new waterproof flooring options on the market that can deliver the look of real hardwood without the risk of water damage. One option is engineered vinyl plank, or EVP for short. And the next thing about that is it's totally and completely waterproof. It can stay wet for an extended period of time, so wet mopping, bathroom splashes, and pet accidents will not damage the floor.
And don't be confused by the name. This isn't your mom's vinyl. EVP combines the comfort and waterproof features of standard vinyl with the quick and easy installation of a laminate. And EVP comes in lots of high-end styles that will capture the authentic grain, the color, even the texture of real hardwood. They look amazingly like the actual thing that have inspired its design.
Yep, but because it has a truly waterproof construction, you can bring that beauty and warmth of hardwood to every room in your house. Even full bathrooms, kitchens, laundry rooms, basements. That's because it has that rigid plank backing. It installs easily. It's not going to show ripples caused by imperfections in the subfloor. I like that it's also very durable, which is great for busy homes. It's not going to show dents from any heavy furniture or from kids dropping stuff, which happened for years in my house before they stopped. That habit came to an end. Now they drop bigger things. But I tell you what, it's really an impressive product. And there are others, too. There's also hybrid stone plank flooring that is similar but even tougher than EVP. So a lot of options out there if you want the look and the feel of hardwood floor. It doesn't have to be done with wood anymore. It can be done with these composite, these vinyl products. They're pretty amazing.
Now I've got Jonathan from Tennessee on the line who's dealing with moisture and crawl space, I guess. What's going on?
I have a new house. It was built about 5 years ago. Underneath, evidently, there is some moisture that's causing the hardwood to bow. And I'm wondering what is the best way to make sure that that moisture is removed.
Yeah, Jonathan, if you have a lot of humidity and moisture in that space underneath your floor, it definitely can wick up and cause that hardwood to swell. And once it swells, it's not going to go back. So you really want to hop on this and get it dealt with now before it gets any worse. So I'm going to give you some basic advice on how to do that. First of all, make sure that you have a vapor barrier across that crawl space floor. Good thick polyethylene will work for that. Secondly, outside your house, make sure your gutters are cleaned, the downspouts are moving out about 4 feet from the house, so we're not discharging any water near the foundation, and soil is sloping away. I also want you to make sure if you have crawl space vents that they are open. And if it's still humid in there, then you can add a dehumidifier. There are dehumidifiers that are designed for crawl spaces. We're not talking about the kinds that you have to, like, empty all the time. They're actually sort of horizontal boxes. They hang from the underside of the floor. And they work 24/7 automatically to cart moisture out of a space just like that. If you dry it up, then I think your flooring will be stabilized.
Thanks for joining us here on The Money Pit. Coming up, if you're ready for some new windows, trying to figure out which are really going to be the most energy efficient can be a hassle. We're going to sort out what you need to know to make a clear decision after this.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragon.
The Reading Fashion Alliance is dedicated to making sewing, fashion, and business education accessible for everyone. We are a nonprofit located at 1616 Market Street. Get ready for November 9th as we present Artisan Avenue, The Craft of Fashion. Experience a runway of a blend of couture fashion to wearable art. Tickets will be available starting October 1st on our website at readingfashionalliance.org. Our call for fashion designers for Artisan Avenue is open until August 31st. Visit our website for more information on how to enter into the fashion show.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Ed Robertson inviting you to join us for the next edition of TV Confidential, Saturday morning at 11 on KCNR. We will welcome back Louise Sorrell from Days of Our Lives and Santa Barbara, plus we'll play part two of our conversation with Walter Koenig. That's TV Confidential, Saturday morning at 11 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, KCNR.
Possible.
exit homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Standing by for your calls, your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
We've got a question here from Jack, who listens to the Money Pit on KNCO in Grass Valley, California. And he has a perplexing problem that he needs some help with. He says that he has two apartment buildings that are miles apart where holes have formed in the copper pipe, and that's causing leaks and lots of repair hassles. No one can seem to figure out why it's happening. Oh, I've had this in my own home.
Yeah, we know why this is happening, right? It's the dreaded pinhole leak. It usually happens, Jack, when the water is acidic. So the first thing I want you to do is to test your water. If your water turns out in both of those places to be acidic, it's going to have low pH. You could use a neutralizing filter that contains calcite or ground limestone, which is calcium carbonate, or a magnesium oxide, and that will raise the pH and lower that acidity. Now, the one thing to know about neutralizing filters is that they have to be backwashed periodically since they serve as sort of a mechanical filter to remove solid particles from the water. Now, as for repair of the existing pipes, I mean, my advice would be to continue to repair them holes as they happen, but better yet, replace the copper line, if you can get to it, with PEX, because it's not going to happen anymore with PEX, and PEX is easy to run because it's very, very flexible. It's unfortunate, but if you Google pinhole copper leaks online, you're going to see more information than you care to digest about this problem. It's well known, and it's unfortunately caused millions and millions of dollars in hassles and repair expenses and water damage to homes across the country.
Tom, I thought also that this could occur if, like, the straps that were used to hold those pipes in place were a different metal.
If you're using the wrong kinds of metals, and that can actually lead to a leak as well. But I think the pinhole leaks that are just sort of forming in the middle of pipes and nowhere near clamps, I mean, if it happens by a clamp, you know what caused it. But these pinhole leaks just happen in the middle of pipe runs. And you know, sometimes, by the way, you'll see a little bit of a white crust. That's the mineral salts that are drying on the outside of it. That's another indication that you've got pinhole leak problems. And if you do see that, don't scratch it off because it'll just leak instantly.
A lot more quickly.
you definitely have to fix it. Yeah, a lot more quickly than it would before. Yeah, it's like ripping off the Band-Aid. Bad idea. Well, anyone who's ever shopped for windows, especially in the last few years, may know that the competing claims of my window is better than the other guy's can make shopping very, very frustrating. And on top of all that, there are a lot of ratings and certifications designed to help make shopping easier, but often just add to the confusion. Leslie's going to help clear things up in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, first of all, it's important to know what window certifications mean and which are the important ones that you should be paying attention to. So here are three that we think warrant your consideration. Now, a rating you want to see is the gold label certification from the AAMA, that's the American Architectural Manufacturers Association, and it means that a window has been tested by a third-party pro and meets the standards for resistance, durability, and forced entry resistance. Now, labels from the NFRC, which is the National Fenestration Rating Council, is going to work more like a miles per gallon sticker on a new car. They're going to rate the glass, the framing, and all those other permanent parts. So you can head on over to the NFRC's website to compare those ratings among different manufacturers and then assess those windows accordingly. And finally, an Energy Star label means a window meets standards set by the U.S. Department of Energy, and that could make you eligible for some tax rebates once they're installed. All good stuff all around.
Coming up next time on The Money Pit, DIY or get a guy or get a gal. If you want to tackle a project yourself, we will be the first ones to cheer you on. But how do you know when hiring a pro is the best way to go? We'll tell you how to think it all through before you pick up the hammer on the next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
793.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. Massive rains brought by Hurricane Helene left many people stranded or homeless as the cleanup began from the monster tempest that's killed at least 54 people. Helene has caused billions of dollars in destruction across a wide swath of the southeast United States. More than 3 million customers were without power Saturday, and some faced a continued threat of floods. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp says the storm was devastating to the state.
While you've seen firsthand the destruction from fallen trees and down power lines and crumbled buildings in this part of the state, even in our capital city where the record rainfall in the past was 9 inches in 48 hours, a combination of storms over the last few days dumped over 11 inches of rain. We're dealing with flash flooding and, believe it or not, mudslides and avalanches.
And there's even more tragic news in Georgia.
Police in Smyrna, Georgia, outside Atlanta, say officers were responding to the report of a burglary and gunfire at the Adventure Outdoors store just around midnight. Officials say a suspect fired at two officers. They returned fire, killing the man. Police say it now appears the gunman was acting alone, but they're investigating if anyone else may have been involved. The two officers are expected to survive. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Also at townhall.com, SpaceX has launched a rescue mission for the two stuck astronauts at the International Space Station. A Falcon rocket blasted off from Cape Canaveral earlier today, sending up a downsized crew and two empty seats. The capsule carrying a NASA astronaut and a Russian cosmonaut will arrive at the space station this weekend, but won't return to Earth until February. So the two test pilots who flew up in the Boeing's troubled Starliner capsule will have to wait until then before returning home, more than 8 months after launching on what should have been a week-long mission. More at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
If your approach to everyday aches and pains is to mask them, you know, feel better for a few hours only to have the pain return and then repeat the cycle all over again, it's time to try Relief Factor. And the good news is Relief Factor makes that easy. Their three-week quick start is just $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Instead of masking pain, Relief Factor helps eliminate it. How? Well, its unique formula of ingredients helps support your body's response to inflammation. Relief Factor was developed by doctors. It's 100% drug-free. And for so many people, the results are game-changing. Even life-changing. So give it a try. Right now, their three-week quick start is just $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800, the number for relief. See how in a few weeks or even days, Relief Factor can reduce your pain. When you feel better, life is just better. So don't mask pain. Fight it naturally with Relief Factor.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu spoke Friday at the UN General Assembly.
I didn't intend to come here this year. My country is at war, fighting for its life. But after I heard the lies and slanders leveled at my country by many of the speakers at this podium, I decided to come here and set the record straight.
At a campaign rally in Wisconsin, former President Donald Trump blasted the Biden administration for the surge of migrants coming into the country. He says he will reverse that.
We will seal the border. We will stop the invasion immediately. We will begin the largest deportation operation in the history of our country because we have no choice.
You'll find more online and breaking news analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. More small firms say they're harnessing AI to help their businesses.
In a survey by the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and Tenio, nearly every small business, 98%, said they're utilizing a tool that is enabled by AI. 40% said they're using generative AI tools like chatbots and image creation, nearly double from last year's survey. Small business owners say finding the right AI tools helps them save on personnel costs and frees up time. But it's important to find the tool that works for you, and human oversight is still key. John Scott reporting.
Shopping season for Medicare coverage is about to begin, and with it comes the annual onslaught of TV ads and choices to consider. People eligible for the federal government's Medicaid program will have from October 15th to December 7th to sign up for Medicare Advantage plans, which are privately run versions of the program. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month, starting at 8 a.m., for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the clutter factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the death of the salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. It's worked for 250,000 businesses worldwide. It'll work for you. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
It's what we were taught, trained, and told to do.
It could be for anything. Helping a friend move.
Listening to a fellow veteran for hours, at any hour of the day.
Or just simply making time for people. A neighbor, a loved one, or even a stranger.
We're often the first to help others. There's no question about it.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
Perhaps it's time to do for yourself what you would do for others.
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works, and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now.
Thank you, and God bless America.
800-432-3614. 800-432-3614. 800-432-3614. That's 800-432-3614.
A careless driver can change your life in an instant. Do you know what to do or who to call? If you've been injured in a motor vehicle accident and don't have an attorney, call Auto Accident Help Desk for a free consultation. We can answer all of your questions and estimate the potential value of your case. Call Auto Accident Help Desk and connect with an expert personal injury attorney.
Call 800-990-6811. 800-990-6811.
Don't worry how to handle your medical bills, lost wages, and pain. We will get you the money you deserve.
They got me way more than the insurance company offered.
The consultation is free, and you don't pay any legal fees unless we win or settle your case. Make the smart call if you've been injured in an auto accident. Call Auto Accident Help Desk for a free legal consultation.
Call 800-990-6811. 800-990-6811. 800-990-6811.
Auto Accident Help Desk.
Did you know that everyday conversations can help your children build math skills? Discovering numbers and shapes with your children in any language is a great way to make math fun. When you get excited about pointing and counting or comparing shapes, your child will love to learn math, and they are never too young to start. Visit talkingisteaching.org/resources/math for free videos, tips, and guides to transform everyday moments into magical moments for math.
Attention business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the clutter factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the death of the salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. It's worked for 250,000 businesses worldwide. It'll work for you. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
The Mockingbird media is touting Kamala Harris's national polling lead, but the real truth is that national polling makes no difference whatsoever, and we're going to tell you why right here on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
The Money Pit is presented by Owens Corning. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Reach out to us with your questions about your home, your house, your condo, your co-op, whatever you live in, wherever you call home. Even you apartment dwellers out there get to deal with home maintenance projects and home repairs from time to time, because we would love to help. A couple of ways to get in touch with us. You can call us anytime, 24-7 at 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or you can post your questions to moneypit.com/ask. We've got a cool little app on the site where you just click the microphone button. You can record your question. It will come right to us, and we'll reach back to you with an answer. So reach out at 1-888-MONEYPIT or by going to moneypit.com/ask. Coming up on today's show, if you're tired of waiting and waiting and waiting for hot water to arrive in your shower each and every morning, adding a hot water recirculating pump would be a great project. We're going to explain how these pumps work to deliver hot water instantly instead of having you wait and wait for that cold water to heat up.
And as we move into the heating season, now is the perfect time to think about improvements that lower energy costs and make your home more comfortable all year long. Updating your insulation can do both. We're going to share the latest in insulation innovations.
And wood floors are beautiful, but they're not always the best choice in damp locations like bathrooms or laundry rooms or basements. We'll have an overview of what will work in those spaces.
But before we get to what we want to talk about, we want to hear what you want to talk about. Whether you're planning a small decor project or diving into a full-blown renovation, we have got you covered.
So reach out to us with your home improvement questions. We've got a great giveaway that's going out today to one lucky caller. We've got the IQ Vice system. The Vice itself is so innovative. It does everything. You got to see it to believe it. Go to workiqtools.com. But the Vice system and all the accessories is worth over $600, and that's going out to one caller drawn at random. So reach out to us with your home improvement questions. You have to have questions to qualify. The number here again is 1-888-MONEYPIT. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Kathy in New Hampshire's on the line with some questions about condensation. What is happening at your money pit?
We have a cape, 35-year-old house cape, that a lot of the homes here in New England get trapped moisture. We've had two roofs put on, but in the meantime, we have some mold. It's not toxic up in the attic that we would like to take care of ourselves and then either add more insulation, but possibly have it blown in. Just wondering what your thoughts are on the blown-in insulation cost-wise compared to the old insulation on rolls.
Couple of things. First of all, your problem is not that you need more insulation. It's that you need more ventilation because attics in the winter get very damp. And when they get damp, you get a lot of condensation, and that condensation is what leads to mold growth, especially on the inside of the sheathing. The way to battle that is with ventilation. That said, a Cape Cod is probably one of the most difficult home styles to ventilate because the center section of it usually is occupied by a ceiling up that goes up to the bottom of the roof rafters. And then the sort of knee wall is open, has a very limited amount of storage space, but doesn't really give you the opportunity to put much ventilation in there because then that knee wall's got to be insulated because that basically becomes the exterior wall of the house. What I would do if it was my house is I would use spray foam insulation because spray foam insulation does not have to be ventilated. Now, I don't know how much reconstruction this is going to require you to do to open up, especially the top half of that roof section, but you can essentially spray the underside all the way across that surface. You can spray the knee walls. You'll seal it in very well because it will expand and lock in against any drafts. You'll also have an improved amount of insulation because spray foam is very – you'll also increase the insulation because spray foam is very efficient, so you need less of that to basically give you a higher R value. And don't get me wrong, blown is a great option. It's just that in a Cape Cod, it's just very hard to ventilate to keep that moisture from building up.
Now we've got Dan on the line who's looking to get a metal roof and has some questions about the current one. What's going on?
I have a screen porch on the back of my house. It has a tin roof, and it gets extremely hot in the summer, so hot that it just radiates heat down. I was wondering, is there something I can put on that tin roof to deflect the heat that comes from the sun?
Yeah, of course there is. First of all, I certainly understand that that's pretty typical, but there are finishes that you could put on top of that roof. They're called radiant coatings. And basically what they do is just that. They radiate heat back off the roof, back up into the atmosphere. They reflect the UV of the sun, and that greatly reduces the temperature of that roof and hence the amount of heat that's coming through it. Now, it's not going to make it cool, but it will certainly cut it a substantial amount and perhaps make it more palatable for you. And maybe you'll get, you know, the opportunity to sit out there perhaps in the early morning or the later afternoon and evening when the sun's not so intense instead of just avoiding that area completely. They're made by lots of manufacturers. I would recommend that you stick with a name brand. I would research it to make sure that it is able to stick to metal as opposed to asphalt because they have those types of products as well. And then I would do it. I'd apply it and see how it goes. I think you're going to find that it works well. Make sure you also follow all the prep instructions so that it adheres properly. Some may require a primer and some may not, but just follow the instructions of the manufacturer and you'll be good to go.
All right, now we're going over to Pennsylvania where Beth is on the line, and sadly, Beth has had a project go south with the contractor. Tell us what happened.
I had a home fire. I hired a contractor my insurance recommended, and the contractor, he trashed my home. It was a build down to the studs. He ruined my house, and then he walked off the job. He took all my paint materials. He took all the screens from the windows, and it's an awful story. Where do I get help?
Wow, that's a terrible story. So sorry to hear that's happened to you, Beth. Unfortunately, to the best of my knowledge, Pennsylvania does not license home improvement contractors, and this is exactly what happens when you don't have licensing in place. They certainly don't have that leverage on top of this contractor. However, one thing that you said to me strikes as an opportunity. That is, you said that he took the materials that you paid for off your job site. So that's what we call theft. If he takes materials or money from you and doesn't complete the work, then you may very well be able to file a theft complaint with the police department and prosecute that contractor for that theft. I have had to do that in my career, and it's very powerful because I found that contractors that are very happy to ignore you and they don't really care about their reputation because they feel like there's, you know, always a sucker around every corner they can get work from. When they think there's going to be a theft complaint on their record, boy, it changes their tune quickly. So I would start there. I'd also seek some advice from an attorney and see if there's an opportunity for you to prosecute the contractor in any other way. But I think that theft complaint could be powerful. Good luck with that.
This is the Money Pit. Thanks so much for joining us on this very first weekend of the fall season. Coming up, when you jump in the shower, first thing in the morning, do you find yourself waiting and waiting for that water to turn warm? Well, adding a hot water recirculating pump can deliver hot water instantly. We'll explain how to achieve no-wait hot water next.
Now's a great time to check your roof for damage or wear. Not only does harsh weather beat up your roof, but with age, asphalt shingles will start to lose their natural oil and become dry and brittle. But that doesn't always mean they need a costly replacement. RoofMax Roof Rejuvenation Treatment is a safe, easy, and affordable alternative to roof replacement. And right now, they're offering a free tune-up completed prior to applying treatment. They'll fix nail pops, refasten loose flashing, and seal cracks and exposed nails. An $859 value. I got a RoofMax treatment for my mom's house and saw it in action. It really works. RoofMax is trusted nationally, and installers are locally owned and operated. And get this, for every roof saved, RoofMax works with the Dave Thomas Foundation to find a forever home for a child waiting in foster care. To find a RoofMax installer near you, go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com, or call 1-800-ROOFMAX. Introducing the new Super Flapper from Fluid Master. Stop guessing. This innovative new design replaces either a 2-inch or a 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install. Start saving money today and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that old noisy running toilet today. Fluid Master is the brand that pros have trusted for 67 years. Available now at Home Depot exclusively. For any questions, call 1-800-631-2011 or go to superflapper.com.
Congress is poised to pass a bill to keep AM radio in cars, but time is running out. 82 million Americans risk losing the news, sports, talk, traffic, and vital emergency information they rely on. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to pass this bill now.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Up to 90% of homes are under-insulated. The good news is that insulation technology has never been better. Now is a great time to learn more about how insulating your home can help increase comfort, save on cooling and heating costs, and how you might qualify for up to $1,200 in tax credits. Owens Corning is a leader in global building and construction materials with products including PINK Next-Gen Fiberglass Insulation, Thermafiber Fire and SoundGuard Plus, and Duration Series Shingles. They'll be visiting local home improvement retailers this summer with their Champion Your Project Tour. They'll share with homeowners and pros alike tips on insulation, roofing, and other home improvement ideas that help make a home a better place to be. Learn time-saving tips, talk to Owens Corning experts, and get hands-on demos. They'll also provide product education in storm-impacted communities. Look for the Owens Corning Champion Your Project Tour in your area or visit owenscorning.com/OCUPRO to learn more. That's owenscorning.com/OCUPRO.
We're all spending more time in our backyards. With Rumblestone from Pavestone, you can create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a grill enclosure, a fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Pavestone. You can create a paver patio or walkway, retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with Rumblestone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at moneypit.com. Reach out to us with your home improvement questions. We would love to chat at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Well, if you enjoy getting our tips and our tricks on the radio, well, then we'd like to also invite you to join us on the Money Pit podcast.
Yep, you can catch up on past episodes and hear the latest, and it's all free. Just go to moneypit.com/podcast. Hey, I was at a trade show some months ago, and I saw the coolest new vise that I've ever seen. And you think, oh, what could change about a vise? You know, I mean, they're really the same. They're big, heavy cast iron things that you have to clamp pipes in and clamp boards in and stuff. You can work on them. Well, there's a new vise out called the IQ Vise by Work IQ Tools. It is absolutely the most versatile and helpful vise you'll ever own, and totally transform the way DIYers, craftsmen, and hobbyists and trade pros get jobs done. The vise retails for $279, but we're also throwing in all the accessories because it's got all these plug-and-play accessories that go into it. It's got lights. It's got magnifying glasses. It's got a camera support. I mean, it's amazing. So the total prize value is $625, and to win it, you've got to reach out to us with your questions. We will toss your name into the Money Pit hard hat if you call us with a question. Underline a question. You can't just call and say, hey, I want to win that cool vise you're talking about, because you won't. Reach out to us with your home improvement question, and we will draw a winner at the end of the show. That IQ Vise by Work IQ Tools is not going to disappoint. You can learn more at workiqtools.com or call us now with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
All right, heading to Minnesota. We've got Matt on the line who needs to work on a flight of stairs. What's going on?
I have a question regarding what you guys think I should do for some landscaping stairs. I'm looking for a cheap way to do it myself. It was railroad ties, and it's about 3 feet wide, and it goes up just over 30 feet to the top of my, around the side of my house up to the top. The railroad ties had rotten out. It was not properly rocked underneath. It was straight down to the dirt, and so the ants just dug on up in there, and the bugs. I'm wondering what the cheapest way is that's also going to allow me to continue to shovel it in the wintertime, because, you know, in Minnesota, most of our season is shovel season, so something that's not going to be hard to shovel.
Yeah, I hear you on that, shovel season. We have that here, but it's much shorter than it is in Minnesota, Matt. So, okay, so first of all, big project, right? I mean, 3 feet wide, 30 foot or 30 steps up, and that's a lot of work. So there's two directions. Number one, you could use concrete masonry units, which are kind of like concrete blocks, but they have a sculpted face to them. So when you look at them dead on, you know, they look attractive. If you did it with concrete units, you basically would probably set one or two of those below grade, and then you'd have a solid concrete step, a precast step that's on top of that, and work your way up. Sort of the advantage there is that if it's done and done well, and all that soil underneath the steps is properly compacted, it's not going to move. It's going to last indefinitely, and it'll be easy to shovel. Now, the other option, which could be easier to handle, would be to build them out of wood, but not railroad ties, pressure-treated wood. And the pressure-treated ties should be rated ground contact. A lot of folks don't realize that there's a number of different levels for pressure treatment. If you find the one that's labeled ground contact, that's going to give you the most number of years in the ground. Typically, that's recommended for pressure treated that is in contact with the ground or within 6 inches. Now, if you do that, you could build them out of the pressure treated. Now, I don't know if you have a retaining wall aspect of this or it's just sort of not a concern with any of that hill that you're climbing and coming forward. But if you have a retaining wall aspect of this, the way you would build this with pressure treated is you would make sure that those beams, so to speak, will extend back into the hill, because the weight of the soil on top of it is what keeps it all together and keeps it from shifting forward. So hope that gives you a couple of ideas that you could kick around, and both of them will result in a good-looking set of steps that will last you a long time.
So do you hate waiting for hot water in the shower? A hot water recirculation pump could be your solution. It delivers hot water to your faucets almost instantly, and on top of that, it can save households up to 17,000 gallons of water annually.
Yeah, now these pumps work by returning water that hasn't yet been heated back into the cold water line, and this ensures that the hot water supply line is always ready when you need it. It's especially useful for homes with long plumbing runs.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda Bott. Looking for a staycay or a getaway close to home? Well, the best houseboat rentals are happening right now in September and October at Holiday Harbor.
And the off-season rates at Holiday Harbor are amazing deals. And the lake is a perfect 78 degrees. For more information, go to LakeShasta.com or call 530-238-2383.
PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging would like to invite you to join our free caregiver support events during the month of September. During Session 1, learn how to speak Alzheimer's and related dementia dialects. During Session 2, learn how to understand long-term care. These free events will be held in Wairika, Weaverville, Susanville, Redding, Alturas, and MacArthur. And all attendees will receive free resource materials. Visit psa2.org for dates and times. That's psa2.org.
Fall is the best time of the year to plant trees and shrubs. The nights are cooler and the ground is still warm, and this allows the roots to take hold and gives the plants a good start. Don't miss the big fall sale at Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course. Take advantage of their fall sale prices. 40% off all 1 gallon through 24-inch box trees. Take 40% off all 1 gallon through 15-gallon shrubs, vines, and ground cover. The nursery is loaded with beautiful plants, shrubs, trees, perennials, and ground cover. Their roses, crepe myrtles, and verbenas are in bloom. They have a tasty selection of fruit trees and citrus with over 1,000 in stock and on sale. Come in and take advantage of this big fall sale. 40% off all shrubs and trees, 1 gallon or larger. Now in stock. Fall vegetable and fall color. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and a quarter mile from Airport Road. Don't miss the big fall sale at Gold Leaf Nursery.
On now through September 30th.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
We want to invite you to the second annual Justice Crab Feed.
This event will be held at the Redding Civic Auditorium on Saturday, September 28th, and the money raised at the event will go towards combating human trafficking.
Last year, this event sold out. It was great to see Redding come out in full force for this cause.
The meals include crab and tri-tip. There will also be a pool bar available.
If you would like information or to buy tickets, email us at justicecrabfeed@gmail.com.
See you there!
Hi, I'm John Welsh. I'm directing The Minutes by Tracy Letts at the Riverfront Playhouse. The Minutes takes place in a closed session of the Big Cherry Town Council meeting. And if you're even just a casual observer of the political climate here in Shasta County, you're not going to want to miss this play. The Minutes, opening at the Riverfront Playhouse, September 13th through the 29th. Be there.
Get your tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Proudly brought to you by this station and other amazing pro-arts organizations.
Which is a different type of a siding over that glazed stone that you have right now. As long as the surface you're working in is not pitted, deteriorated, relatively solid, you should be able to identify an adhesive that is designed specifically for these two products, and it'll bring it together, and it'll be a permanent situation where you won't have to worry about those veneers popping off anytime in the future.
Thanks so much for joining us on this autumn weekend here at the Money Pit. Coming up, heating season is here because it's officially fall, and I'm sure you may have already put the heat on once or twice. And that makes now the perfect time to think about improvements that will lower your energy costs and make your home more comfortable all year long. We're going to share one that the government will actually help you pay for when the Money Pit returns.
Hey, 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 Money Pit.
Have you ever noticed it's only called a recession after we're already in it or past it? The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. Economists are always in search of a recession, like Leonard Nimoy. If they find one, it's already too late. Always be prepared by putting money away and investing accordingly. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My neighbor invited me to a Wounded Warrior Project event. I didn't know what to expect, but it felt like everyone understood me. We got each other. So I got more involved. I joined support groups with other women warriors, and it helped me realize a new purpose in my life.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
I'm an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-432-3614. 800-432-3614. 800-432-3614. That's 800-432-3614.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now, Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full-throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475-horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary Direct Connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months, and whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family and yours. We're with all service members and their families who need community, connection, and maybe a bit of magic. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
60 Seconds of Service.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com/military to learn more about how they support our military community.
Before coming to Manassas, Pennsylvania, the city's M4 Sherman tank was likely traversing the battlefields of Europe and Asia, helping the U.S. fight in both World War II and the Korean War. Since 1959, however, the tank's only mission has been to stand sentry in Monessen City Park. And after more than 60 years of standing guard on the park's hillside, the tank was starting to show its age, with fading and peeling paint along with visible rust and wear. That's when retired Air Force veteran Ron Cromulak of Monessen jumped into action, emailing local companies and groups, asking them for the money to restore the civic symbol. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
The Mockingbird media is touting Kamala Harris's national polling lead, but the real truth is that national polling makes no difference whatsoever. And we're going to tell you why right here on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, as we move into the heating season, now is the perfect time to think about improvements that are going to lower your energy costs and make your home more comfortable all year long. Updating your insulation does both. And one reason the experts at Owens Corning have been traveling the country talking to homeowners, DIYers, and pros with their Champion Your Project tour.
With us to talk about what they learned, along with the latest in roofing and insulation products, is Eric Miller. Eric's the Owens Corning marketing leader for home centers. Welcome, Eric.
Hey, how are you doing today?
Great. So let's start by talking about insulation. You know, I think it's a subject that a lot of homeowners think about in the winter, especially when that first very expensive heating bill shows up. But it's really an important improvement that delivers comfort and savings all year long, right?
Yeah, that's right. And I think one of the things that's really important is the fact that up to 90% of homes are under-insulated. So really adding insulation, it's going to help homeowners not only just have a more comfortable home, but also there's another piece of this is the Inflation Reduction Act. That's actually some tax credits up to $1,200 that homeowners may potentially have access to qualify for.
That's great. So why is it, do you think, that homes are so under-insulated? Is that the standards have changed over the years? Can you point to any specific conditions that have led us to this sort of problem? Because I agree with you. I spent 20 years as a home inspector, and it just seemed like insulation improvements were not a priority. And it's one of the best things that you could do to reduce your costs and increase your comfort.
Yeah, I think one of the big things is definitely when you start thinking about the efficiencies of the homes, just like anything else over time, you know, things get better. So definitely optimal efficiencies that we're seeing.
Right. Now, you've been on the road all summer long with your Champion Your Project tour. What are you hearing?
Yeah, it's been fantastic. We're really excited about this investment that we're making in collaboration and partnership with retailers like Home Depot as well as Lowe's. And we're really focusing in on the pro customer, homeowners and DIYers, really showcasing all the product solutions and innovations that we have to offer around different projects. And I think some of the key things that we highlight is just really the fact that there's a number of different products and solutions from roofing product categories to insulation that we could help solve in partnership, again, with Home Depot and Lowe's.
So what kind of questions were you getting from the pros and from the DIYers? I mean, is there any sort of confusion out there that we can help clear up?
Yeah, I think some of the things we run into is just really application, and I think really understanding the right product for the right application. So I'll use an example is fiberglass insulation and mineral wool products. So our product for mineral wool is the Thermafiber Fire and Soundguard Plus product, and we have our Owens Corning Pink Next Gen Fiberglass. Those are both fantastic solutions for insulating. One thing that we'll highlight from a mineral wool perspective is the fact that that product is made with 70% recycled content, and it's really providing enhanced fire, moisture, and sound benefits. So when you have applications, remodel applications, where you have a high propensity for that type of application, it's a product that's fantastic for that use. And then when you get into fiberglass, fiberglass are Pink Next-Gen fiberglass product. It's soft as cotton, and it's really, really easy to use and install. It's really a fantastic product for the rest of the applications that you have around your home. So those are really some of the things that we chat about when it comes to fiberglass as well as mineral wool applications.
You know, since the beginning, I think, of talk of insulation, it's always been sort of thought of that fiberglass is scratchy, itchy, kind of the worst to work with. But I have to tell you that the Pink Next Gen Fiberglass Bat Insulation, this product is so different. It's like cottony soft. It's fantastic to work with. It's just completely new and different.
Yeah, we really have. We're really proud of the investments and the enhancements we've made with the technology. And really the proof is when you talk to consumers and pro customers that have used insulation materials for years. And, you know, really the proof is in using the product. And when you hear it firsthand from customers how soft and easy it is to use, it definitely puts a smile on your face.
Now, Eric, I don't know if you recall, but I actually used the thermofiber product in my basement in my crawl space. We had put in a new boiler that had, like, no jacket loss. We went from an old cast iron heat-wasting boiler that was giving off so much heat, it was heating the underside of the floor of the first floor. And when we switched to a combi boiler, which was 95%+ efficient, there was no more jacket loss. And so all of a sudden the floors were cold because they didn't have that heat source underneath. And my solution was to use the Thermofiber Fire and Sound Guard Plus, which, of course, is your mineral wool product. And, man, what a difference it made. Not only was it easy to work with, the resulting warmth of that floor through the first winter was instantaneous.
Yeah, it's a wonderful product to use. And, you know, it's many traditional applications is commercial-based. You know, it's fantastic for exact application that you just described right there. So, you know, when you really want to take a commercial application and translate that into residential application to your home, it's a great solution to add to your home projects.
We're talking to Eric Miller. He's the marketing leader for Home Centers for Owens Corning about some of their new products. Hey, I want to ask you about Atticat. I mean, that's been out for a while now, and it really is an interesting system because it allows DIYers and pros to have access to the equipment they need to do a blown-in application of insulation, really just for the cost of the material for the most part, right?
Yeah, so our partners over at Home Depot and Lowe's, they collaborate with us on the Atticat system. And the Atticat system is a loose-fill fiberglass insulation system, and we have an Atticat machine that you can use to blow in the material. And for the purchase of the product, you can actually get the machine to complete your application. It's a very easy-to-use application system, very DIY-friendly, I would say. And we typically say that a traditional job is going to take you about an afternoon to complete the job. Now, if you're not somebody that wants to get up in the attic and do this type of project yourself, we have plenty of pro customers across the country that would be happy to put some additional insulation into your home and make it more efficient.
All right, now let's get into the roofing category, because you are definitely making the installation of roofing shingles way more user-friendly. So why don't you tell us about this new SureNail technology?
The Owens Corning Duration with SureNail technology is an Owens Corning innovative product, and the SureNail tape actually runs across the shingle itself, and it provides an area for the installer to know exactly where to install their nails appropriately. That way it's holding the shingle in place, and as you're laying your next course of shingles down, you have your asphalt sealant bead that actually helps ensure that you're going to have a strong bond within your shingles.
Yeah, and that's really key. Getting the nails in the right place and getting that bead to lay there for in the right place makes all the difference. It keeps the shingle well adhered to the roof for the life of the product. So it's definitely something where that sort of small change, it would appear like a small change, you know, where am I nailing the shingle? Well, now you know exactly where it's designed to be nailed, so you get the maximum security. It's really so important to the performance, because otherwise it's not going to be able to stand high winds and wind-driven rain and all of that sort of thing, right?
Yeah, and you'll see a lot of roofing contractors, they prefer to use the Duration shingle. For one of the prominent reasons is because of the high propensity to defend against the wind. Again, when it seals down, it has a very strong seal. When I have to try to move some of those shingles, they're very difficult to move when they actually seal. So that's a good problem to have, especially when you're in, you know, hurricane areas or areas that have high wind propensities. We've been very pleased with the feedback we're getting from the market.
Excellent. Eric Miller from Owens Corning, thank you so much for stopping by the Money Pit. As you wrap up your Champion Your Project tour, I understand that the last part of that tour is going to happen at the Owens Corning 200 at Toledo Speedway at the ARCA race coming up in October. Eric, thank you so much for stopping by the Money Pit, and thanks for taking this tour on, going coast to coast, helping homeowners, DIYers, and pros as they improve the energy efficiency, the comfort, and the weather resistance of the homes they work on.
Absolutely. Thanks for your time, and we appreciate it.
Coming up, wood floors are beautiful, but they're not always the best choice in damp locations like a bathroom, a laundry room, or even the basement. We're going to have an overview of what will work coming up. This fall, make your home stand out with a stunning upgrade from Deich Coatings. Spread Rock Speckled Granite Coating adds a beautiful, durable finish to your porch, steps, or walkway. It's perfect for basement floors, accent walls, and pool decks, and available in mocha, anvil, and ice gray.
Made from real stone, Spread Rock goes on easily, transforming your space with a rich granite stone look. Plus, it's affordable, just $55 a gallon with free shipping. Elevate your home today. Visit DeichCoatings.com and order Spread Rock now. Now's a great time to check your roof for damage or wear. Not only does harsh weather beat up your roof, but with age, asphalt shingles will start to lose their natural oil and become dry and brittle. But that doesn't always mean they need a costly replacement. RoofMax Roof Rejuvenation Treatment is a safe, easy, and affordable alternative to roof replacement. And right now, they're offering a free tune-up completed prior to applying treatment. They'll fix nail pops, refasten loose flashing, and seal cracks and exposed nails. An $859 value. I got a RoofMax treatment for my mom's house and saw it in action. It really works. RoofMax is trusted nationally, and installers are locally owned and operated. And get this, for every roof saved, RoofMax works with the Dave Thomas Foundation to find a forever home for a child waiting in foster care. To find a RoofMax installer near you, go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com, or call 1-800-ROOFMAX. Up to 90% of homes are under-insulated. The good news is that insulation technology has never been better. Now is a great time to learn more about how insulating your home can help increase comfort, save on cooling and heating costs, and how you might qualify for up to $1,200 in tax credits. Owens Corning is a leader in global building and construction materials with products including PINK Next-Gen Fiberglass Insulation, Thermafiber Fire and Soundguard Plus, and Duration Series Shingles. They'll be visiting local home improvement.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Bye.
join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Wet for an extended period of time, so wet mopping, bathroom splashes, and pet accidents will not damage the floor.
And don't be confused by the name. This isn't your mom's vinyl. EVP combines the comfort and waterproof features of standard vinyl with the quick and easy installation of a laminate. And EVP comes in lots of high-end styles that will capture the authentic grain, the color, even the texture of real hardwood. They look amazingly like the actual thing that have inspired its design.
Yep, but because it has a truly waterproof construction, you can bring that beauty and warmth of hardwood to every room in your house, even full bathrooms, kitchens, laundry rooms, basements. That's because it has that rigid plank backing. It installs easily. It's not going to show ripples caused by imperfections in the subfloor. I like that it's also very durable, which is great for busy homes. It's not going to show dents from any heavy furniture or from kids dropping stuff, which happened for years in my house before they stopped. That habit came to an end. Now they drop bigger things. But I tell you what, it's really an impressive product. And there are others, too. There's also hybrid stone plank flooring that is similar but even tougher than EVP. So a lot of options out there if you want the look and the feel of hardwood floor. It doesn't have to be done with wood anymore. It can be done with these composite, these vinyl products. They're pretty amazing.
Now I've got Jonathan from Tennessee on the line who's dealing with moisture and crawl space, I guess. What's going on?
I have a new house. It was built about 5 years ago. Underneath, evidently, there is some moisture that's causing the hardwood to bow. And I'm wondering what is the best way to make sure that that moisture is removed.
Yeah, Jonathan, if you have a lot of humidity and moisture in that space underneath your floor, it definitely can wick up and cause that hardwood to swell. And once it swells, it's not going to go back. So you really want to hop on this and get it dealt with now before it gets any worse. So I'm going to give you some basic advice on how to do that. First of all, make sure that you have a vapor barrier across that crawl space floor. Good thick polyethylene will work for that. Secondly, outside your house, make sure your gutters are cleaned. The downspouts are moving out about 4 feet from the house, so we're not discharging any water near the foundation, and soil is sloping away. I also want you to make sure if you have crawl space vents that they are open. And if it's still humid in there, then you can add a dehumidifier. There are dehumidifiers that are designed for crawl spaces. We're not talking about the kinds that you have to, like, empty all the time. They're actually sort of horizontal boxes. They hang from the underside of the floor. And they work 24/7 automatically to cart moisture out of a space just like that. If you dry it up, then I think your flooring will be stabilized.
Thanks for joining us here on the Money Pit. Coming up, if you're ready for some new windows, trying to figure out which are really going to be the most energy efficient can be a hassle. We're going to sort out what you need to know to make a clear decision after this.
You live in a money pit.
Attention business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the Clutter Factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the Death of the Salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
Have you ever noticed it's only called a recession after we're already in it or past it? The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. Economists are always in search of a recession, like Leonard Nimoy. If they find one, it's already too late. Always be prepared by putting money away and investing accordingly. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, RealWorldLeaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
I definitely got a big lesson out of this conversation because not everyone's path in life is linear, so it doesn't just go high school, college, and a job in your
head. Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Standing by for your calls, your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
We've got a question here from Jack, who listens to the Money Pit on KNCO in Grass Valley, California. And he has a perplexing problem that he needs some help with. He says that he has two apartment buildings that are miles apart where holes have formed in the copper pipe, and that's causing leaks and lots of repair hassles. No one can seem to figure out why it's happening. Oh, I've had this in my own home.
Yeah, we know why this is happening, right? It's the dreaded pinhole leak. It usually happens, Jack, when the water is acidic. So the first thing I want you to do is to test your water. If your water turns out in both of those places to be acidic, it's going to have low pH. You could use a neutralizing filter that contains calcite or ground limestone, which is calcium carbonate, or a magnesium oxide, and that will raise the pH and lower that acidity. Now, the one thing to know about neutralizing filters is that they have to be backwashed periodically since they serve as sort of a mechanical filter to remove solid particles from the water. Now, as for repair of the existing pipes, I mean, my advice would be to continue to repair them holes as they happen, but better yet, replace the copper line, if you can get to it, with PEX, because that's not going to happen anymore with PEX, and PEX is easy to run because it's very, very flexible. It's unfortunate, but if you Google pinhole copper leaks online, you're going to see more information than you care to digest about this problem. It's well known, and it's unfortunately caused millions and millions of dollars in hassles and repair expenses and water damage to homes across the country.
Tom, I thought also that this could occur if, like, the straps that were used to hold those pipes in place were a different metal.
If you're using the wrong kinds of metals, and that can actually lead to a leak as well. But I think the pinhole leaks that are just sort of forming in the middle of pipes and nowhere near clamps. I mean, if it happens by a clamp, you know what caused it. But these pinhole leaks just happen in the middle of pipe runs. And you know, sometimes, by the way, you'll see a little bit of a white crust. That's the mineral salts that are drying on the outside of it. That's another indication that you've got pinhole leak problems. And if you do see that, don't scratch it off because it'll just leak instantly.
A lot more quickly.
you definitely have to fix it. Yeah, a lot more quickly than it would before. Yeah, it's like ripping off the Band-Aid. Bad idea. Well, anyone who's ever shopped for windows, especially in the last few years, may know that the competing claims of my window is better than the other guy's can make shopping very, very frustrating. And on top of all that, there are a lot of ratings and certifications designed to help make shopping easier, but often just add to the confusion. Leslie's going to help clear things up in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, first of all, it's important to know what window certifications mean and which are the important ones that you should be paying attention to. So here are three that we think warrant your consideration. Now, a rating you want to see is the gold label certification from the AAMA, that's the American Architectural Manufacturers Association, and it means that a window has been tested by a third-party pro and meets the standards for resistance, durability, and forced entry resistance. Now, labels from the NFRC, which is the National Fenestration Rating Council, is going to work more like a miles per gallon sticker on a new car. They're going to rate the glass, the framing, and all those other permanent parts. So you can head on over to the NFRC's website to compare those ratings among different manufacturers and then assess those windows accordingly. And finally, an Energy Star label means a window meets standards set by the U.S. Department of Energy, and that could make you eligible for some tax rebates once they're installed. All good stuff all around.
Coming up next time on The Money Pit, DIY or get a guy or get a gal. If you want to tackle a project yourself, we will be the first ones to cheer you on. But how do you know when hiring a pro is the best way to go? We'll tell you how to think it all through before you pick up the hammer on the next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Are you annoyed, angry, or maybe there's another word you want to use about where your tax dollars are going? Let's face it.
CSA2 Area Agency on Aging would like to invite you to join our free caregiver support events during the month of September. During session one, learn how to speak Alzheimer's and related dementia dialects. During session two, learn how to understand long-term care. These free events will be held in Wairika, Weaverville, Susanville, Redding, Alturas, and MacArthur. And all attendees will receive free resource materials. Visit psa2.org for dates and times. That's psa2.org.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
News radio studios in Midtown Manhattan. It's the fastest growing radio talk show. Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everyone. Brian Kilmeade here. So glad you're with me all week long. It's been an impactful week. In New York, we feel like the UN has overwhelmed everything. If you're in the Southeast, you feel the hurricane has overwhelmed everything. Though you understand it, one thing you cannot miss is an election that almost everyone feels like they're engaged in a matter of moments. We'll be with Senator Shelley Moore Capito. She's going to weigh in on everything going on and all the impact of things taking place today. For example, President Trump is meeting with President Zelensky in about 45 minutes. So let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
They say that there was a quid pro quo where the mayor intervened to speed along a fire inspection approval process for a Turkish consulate. But the mayor can say, look, that's what mayors do. You know, this is a city with a lot of diplomats, and we want to avoid diplomatic problems, including the arrival of the president of that country. So he has defenses.
Yep, Mayor Eric Adams indicted. He'll be arraigned in hours and charged today. While a 57-page indictment has allegations that are disturbing, I just got to wonder if politics is playing a role in this. For example, how he was critical of President Biden. And suddenly, it all fell apart.
Number two.
An operator from Butler ESU had exited the red barn behind the stage. When shots rang out, he was able to quickly identify where the shots were coming from, and he fired one round at the shooter, which caused the shooter to recoil and briefly fall out of sight. No other rounds were fired by the shooter after he was engaged by the Butler ESU operator.
So, who killed him? Assassination investigations are revealing outrageous errors, and the FBI stonewalling while the Iran threat remains. We look at the revelations that have emerged after this week's hearings.
Number one.
We are going to the border. We've been to the border. This whole thing about the border, we've been to the border.
You haven't been to the border.
I haven't been to Europe.
Yeah, that's...
I don't understand the point that you're making.
Well, she went to the border once in 2021, and she's going back just 3 years later. Harris' first visit to the border in 3 years, as I mentioned, will try to convince America she actually cares about the issue as Trump meets goes to Michigan today. Plus, we're going to look at the new Fox polls in Arizona and Georgia. Let's bring in Senator Shelley Moore Capito of West Virginia. Senator, I know that you are friendly with Joe Manchin, but it looks like you're going to get a Republican partner in November in Jim Justice.
Well, no doubt. Jim Justice, our governor, who's a great governor, will be coming to Capitol Hill, and that will be one race in the barn for the Republicans. And I think he will win overwhelmingly, yes. And so I'm very pleased about that. I endorsed him early, came for his announcement, and pleased that he's moving forward towards a victory.
What is your best next race that you feel more almost as confident on?
Yeah, you know, I think Montana is the race that appears as though it's moving in the right, not moving in the right direction, but the numbers are getting, the spread's getting more for Tim Sheehy to defeat John Tester. Ohio's looking good with Bernie Marino to defeat Sherrod Brown. Pennsylvania is another one with David McCormick, neck and neck with Casey. I think Michigan is an open seat, which is always a great opportunity, has a real possibility there. Mike Rogers is a fantastic guy, served in Congress with him. He would be a wonderful senator, a great Republican. Maryland is up for grabs, which is hard to believe, and Arizona, Nevada. There's lots going on, but I put the top three probably Ohio, West Virginia, and Montana.
So let's talk about where Vice President Harris is going. You know, she has ignored the border. She didn't want to go to the border. She basically got badgered into it to show how long it's been. The video that we see, she's wearing a mask outdoors. So it was mid-pandemic where she went to the border,
right.
And over 8 million have gotten through, let alone the gotaways. Here is Mitch Landrieu talking about how strong she is on the border. He's one of the chief surrogates for the vice president, cut three.
On every day that she has been in this race, she has moved ahead and closed the gaps, and she will do this on immigration. She's actually going to the border tomorrow, and I don't think I need to remind you or anybody else once again. We actually negotiated a border bill, the toughest border bill that has ever been negotiated, that Senator Langford, who is a very conservative Republican, led, and the president and vice president were in favor of that. And the only reason why that bill failed is because Donald Trump wanted to use that as a political wedge.
Is that how you know it, Senator Capito?
No, the bill in and of itself died on its own weight. It had some controversial aspects to it. For instance, allowing 5,000 in a day that were, I think, very problematic for a lot of people. And let's just, you know, for Mitch Landrieu and for the vice president to say that that's the only reason these numbers are high is ludicrous, because this supposed bill only occurred 6 months ago. They've been there 3.5 years. If this was an issue they cared about, she would have been there more often. But also, the numbers and some of the provisions that President Trump put into place, they would have put into place. And they've only just now recently done it. They didn't care. Open borders, open arms, come on in. And you see just the numbers, the drugs, the gotaways, the crime that's come with this. It's very unsettling to the American people.
Some people notice that the numbers have down of late. A lot of people, I believe, because people can apply on their app from their country.
Right.
And they'll send them to a plane and fly them in.
Right. And you can come, if you come to the border crossings, you're not counted in the numbers anymore. If you're a Haitian or a Cuban coming in, you're not counted in the numbers. And those numbers are 500,000. It will be close to 400, a little over 400,000 this year alone. So they're messing with the numbers to try to make it look better in an election year. Have they come down? Probably. But why is that? I just mentioned they've put in some of the provisions that President Trump had in effect that the president maintained and the vice president maintained they couldn't do. So it's we can't let them get away with this because it'll go right back up under her if she is successful for the presidency.
And I
think it's good to know, too, Brian, sorry, that she's going to the border. But where's she really going? She's going to a fundraiser, and she's going to make a stop at the border. So, you know, the priorities there are totally backwards.
So here's President Trump yesterday, cut four.
Mm-hmm. Kamala Harris will be visiting the southern border that she has completely destroyed, from what I understand, tomorrow. Why would she go to the border now? She keeps talking about how she supposedly wants to fix the border. We would merely ask, why didn't she do it 4 years ago?
And that's the big question. Why you had no interest in it until you started running for president and saw that you were trailing Trump and by double digits?
No, and you know, it killed me in the very beginning when she became their nominee in the manner of which she did. All of a sudden, she's backing out of being the border czar when that was the big news almost 4 years ago. And you know, I think the American people are smarter than that. They see their cities overrun. They see the nightly news of people coming across the border in droves, and some of them in hundreds of people. They know the trafficking of children. They know that, you know, these unaccompanied children, they're all lost in the system, not all of them. But where's the outrage there? We've got kids that have come over that have been placed with sponsors that we have no idea where they are.
No, I hear
and
you.
That's an outrageous.
And I think the numbers are over 200,000. They just have no idea. And they were upset about kids being separated from their parents when they came over because they were breaking the law. That lasted about 2 weeks. This has lasted 3.5 years. And we don't know where 3.75 years. We don't know where they are. Senator Capito, the other big story is the investigation into the dual assassination attempts on President Trump. And there was some hearings this week. Senator Ron Johnson is really frustrated. And before I ask you, I want you to hear what he had to say. Cut 25.
Okay. They couldn't see Crooks. Crooks couldn't see them. And yet a bullet flew between the Hercules II sniper team. You know, the other thing that has been widely reported is local law enforcement took the first shot at Crooks. That local law enforcement officer was confident he hit Crooks. Now, again, we can't verify that because the body's been cremated. We haven't seen the autopsy report. Apparently, we'll have to subpoena it like the House did. We haven't seen the toxicology report. We don't have crime scene photos. We haven't received one of the FBI's transcripts from their over 1,000 interviews.
It's unacceptable for all that. Number one, I heard that, you know, listening to the autopsy yesterday in the House hearing, it looked as though the bullet must have went through the right side of his head and out his left lip. That would be the opposite side of where the snipers were, I think.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know the details of it as I do, but I know it's a colossal failure. The fact that they weren't communicating, that he'd been spotted and local officials were trying to make the Secret Service aware and they weren't on the same communication channels. I mean, it's almost like, are you kidding me? I mean, what kind of protection is that? A line of sight building? I mean, I've been on presidential visits before. That's not the way the Secret Service has conducted the ones I've been on. And we know that there are rogue actors and rogue people who want to kill President Trump. That's become more than obvious. And the fact that they don't overprotect or have enhanced security is just, I think, very, very questionable, and they get turned down for enhanced security items that they require, that they asked for in this Pennsylvania visit, they were turned down for.
Yeah. So,
and why didn't they take them off the stage? They knew. I mean, they knew. Why didn't they say, "Hey, warning, warning, somebody on the building, get him off of there"? And they didn't even do that. It's just unbelievable.
It is. You're also see China as a threat, and you're pushing the Strategic Act. What's that?
Well, we know that China is challenging us every single way, from military strength to economic power, global influence. I mean, they just shot a ballistic missile into the waters day before yesterday, right after President Biden addresses the UN. I mean, that's a total finger in the eye. And so this is legislation that would really crack down on strong positions to safeguard us against China's incursions. It we would make sure that, you know, China's buying, that we see them try to buy our universities, they're trying to buy our farmland. Are we serious about disrupting that? Making sure that our partner nations and certainly the ones in the neighborhood with China have more strength, protecting our U.S. interests, all of these things. This is just a comprehensive look, and I think it's something we should really look at. Probably won't get to it this year, but we need to come together on.
Do you believe the Republicans are – where do you stand with the Republicans on Ukraine?
I've been a very big supporter of Zelensky and also of Ukraine, because I believe at the heart of this, pushing back Putin, preventing him from not just gaining property but prestige and the ability to then move into another possible NATO nation, in the end – I think if we can support Ukraine, we need to give them full-out abilities to use the weapons that we're giving them, which the Biden administration will not do, and that we need to push Putin back as much as we can and weaken him. I mean, he's losing hundreds of thousands of people, either through injury or death, and at some point, you know, we can weaken his systems, or Ukraine can, with our help. So I've been a supporter. I do think that Zelensky made a mistake earlier in the week by kind of wading into American politics. That's not a place he needs to be or should be. And it's going to be hard when he comes back to the United States Congress with the comments that he's made. And he probably is regretful of that.
He is. And hopefully they'll work it out with President Trump today. I think the spirit of backing Ukraine is great, but just to know that we did not do anything to get them ready for this conflict, that we thought they were going to lose in 4 days, and then we slow walked all these weapons and they restrict the ones we give them. So many people have died, so many buildings have been blown up because of the lack of strategic thinking when it comes to this conflict. Final thought?
Well, I think that I think if you travel into Europe, which I have, into NATO nations, they know that Putin is not going to stop. His recreation of the Soviet Union is his, like, holy grail. And if he can weaken Ukraine enough, he's got a good foothold to do that and strike fear in other nations. So I think we should have given them full-out abilities to use the weapons we gave them and the expertise and the training that we gave them since 2008. But this administration handcuffed them, and you can see why it's prolonging so much.
All right. Thanks so much, Senator Shelley Moore Capito of West Virginia. Thank you. Have a great weekend.
You guys have a good day.
You got it. 1-866-408-7669. I'll take some calls. And then after that, we have straight ahead. We'll be able to do that and go over also preview the president's stops in Michigan and the vice president's stop in Arizona. Don't move. Brian Kilmeade Show.
Newsmakers and newsbreakers. Hear it first on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality certified pros at Angie.com.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
John, what are you doing? Get in my car. Why are you walking to work?
Thanks, man. It's these insanely high gas prices. They are draining my bank account. I can't afford to drive anymore.
Dude, don't walk. Just do what I do, because I never pay full price for gas anymore. I use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait, you're telling me you get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around
$200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code WINNING for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code WINNING. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code WINNING for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code WINNING.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated in the best hearing aids of 2024 by USA Today, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, just $189.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 500,000 happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's AudienHearing.com.
I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. A teenager in Florida is accused of killing both of his parents within a one-year time frame. The unidentified 17-year-old called 911 from his grandmother's home in Auburndale, east of Tampa, last week, telling the dispatcher that he and his mother got into a fight and she fell on a knife and was bleeding. When police arrived, they say he showed zero emotion and looked at the sheriff, saying, "I know my rights. I want an attorney." Neighbors say he dragged the mother into the house by her hair. The medical examiner says the knife that went through her neck didn't happen by accident. On Valentine's Day of last year in Oklahoma, the teen said his father pulled a knife on him, so he shot and killed him, claiming self-defense. Charges were dropped a month later, and he went to live with his mom in Florida. And since then, the sheriff says he attacked her multiple times. He's being held at a juvenile facility on first-degree murder charges. There's more on this story at FoxNews.com. Subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast with Emily Campagno. I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
President Franklin D. Roosevelt asked Congress to declare war on Japan the day after the attack on Pearl Harbor. The date, December 8, 1941.
Hostilities exist. There is no blinking at the fact that our people, our territory, and our interests are in grave danger. I ask that the Congress declare that since the unprovoked and dastardly attack by Japan on Sunday, December 7, 1941, a state of war has existed between the United States and the Japanese Empire.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Splash. The legendary guitarist has his music featured at Universal Studios Hollywood Halloween Horror Nights once again. This year, you can hear his tunes in the Universal Monsters Eternal Bloodlines experience. Splash told me not only is he really into Halloween, he's a fan of seeing fans dress up as him for the occasion.
It's silly, but that's actually one of the coolest things. Like, some people love to be seen on TV or recognized for this, but being sort of immortalized in an animated kind of way or as a Halloween costume, to me, is the most gratifying, sort of fun way to be remembered, you know, or recognized. So I love it, you know, it's cool. Except for it can be awkward. I've been to a couple Halloween parties where I was already there when I walked in. You know, I walked in at one point to a big party a few years ago, and Axel and Slash were both there.
Did you stay with them?
I did. I actually hung out with them for a little bit. Yeah.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
To your ears, it's Brian Kilmeade.
I think there's no question that we've got to critically re-examine ICE and its role.
I am opposed to any policy that would deny in our country any human being from access to public safety, public education, or public health, period.
Well, we are going to the border. We have to deal with what's happening at the border. There's no question about that.
That is... That is the vice president pretending to be interested in what's going on at the border. And now she has to go out there and be engaged on what's happening at the border while never taking responsibility, getting a follow-up question, and shows how little, how unserious she was at the border. Why was she unserious? Because number one, she wasn't running for president. Joe Biden was running again. Number two is she was asked to do the job and basically refused to do it. And I actually said that. I remember doing this show thinking to myself, whatever you want to think about Joe Biden or Mike Pence, when they got a job, for example, Mike Pence was the coordinator for the pandemic. Not a, you know, pretty much a thankless job that we're trying to figure out on the fly. He did a fantastic job making sure governors got what they needed, making sure people acted with composure under pressure. And whatever you think of Joe Biden, he actually tried to do stuff at the border, was meeting with other countries. When she got that assignment, she basically ignored him. I mean, And here is what she said. Remember, when she finally gets to sit down, and by the way, this happened with Lester Holt. Cut one.
We are going to the border. We've been to the border. So this whole thing about the border, we've been to the border. We've been to the border.
You haven't been to the border.
I haven't been to Europe. And I don't understand the point that you're making.
Right. The point you're making is you don't know what you're doing, and you have no idea that that was a ridiculous analogy. And Lester Holt just held you to feet to the fire, which means he's not going to get the interview. I'm sure that 60 Minutes is not going to do it either. And remember where she stood in 2018. Cut two.
A lot of the signs at the rally you just held were people standing there saying, abolish ICE.
Yeah.
Is that a position that you agree with?
Listen, I think there's no question that we've got to critically reexamine ICE and its role and the way that it is being administered and the work it is doing. And we need to probably think about starting from scratch because there's a lot that is wrong with the way that it's conducting itself. And we need to deal with that.
And then what would happen a few months later, she was Senator Kamala Harris, and that was 2018. And then she got the ICE director on and basically compared them to Nazis. What do you want to know? This is what you should know. When it comes to who do you trust on the border, people of Arizona, it is Trump by 15 points. It was Trump by 20 points in June. So Trump by 8 points on the economy. It was Trump by 15 points in June. So she wants to just shave a couple of points off in order to focus on being the abortion president. Because if she does win, it'll be because of that. Here's what President Trump planned to do to secure the border. He's going to stop the invasion, seal the border, send Congress a bill to ban sanctuary cities, bring back Title 42, restore Remain in Mexico, end catch and release, stop all migrant flights. Right there, it would go down 2/3. And the word would go out, can't get into America now, because Donald Trump's in there. That would be good, wouldn't it? Brian Kilmeade Show. Your calls and emails next. BrianKilmeade.com.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda Bach. Looking for a staycay or a getaway close to home? Well, the best houseboat rentals are happening right now in September and October at Holiday Harbor.
And the off-season rates at Holiday Harbor are amazing deals, and the lake is a perfect 78 degrees. For more information, go to LakeShasta.com or call 530-238-2383.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
My
So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator, exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Find out what's happening in our town, our community, and our nation. That's Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 AM, right here on KCNR. .5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
In radio, you're with Brian Kilmeade.
Let's be clear, what's happening in this country, it's Nazism. Republicans are Nazis. You cannot separate yourselves from the bad white people.
Growing up in the 90s, I never thought much about race. Sure, you noticed, but never really seemed to matter that much. At least not to me.
Being a white, straight, cisgender man is the top of the pile.
I'm on the top of the pile. That's me. Am I racist?
I would really appreciate it if you left.
I'm trying to learn. I'm on this journey.
Can you please leave? What is racism?
Martin Luther King said not to judge people by the...
Martin Luther King said a lot of stuff.
Is America inherently racist?
What the hell is that?
The word inherent is challenging there. America is racist to its bones. All of these...
So inherently.
Yes. The entire system has to burn. And I'm not going to even use save this country. This country is not worth saving. This country is a piece of shit.
Right. That is some of the sentiment we've seen over the last few years, and it's driving us crazy. I talk about it a lot when we talk about the war on history. And guess what? Matt Walsh did a movie about it. He hosts the Matt Walsh Show, but his new movie is out. It's now 7, which is as high as 4 in the country. Am I a Racist? And Matt, in the beginning, goes out as Matt Walsh. And then he realizes he has to go a little bit undercover, not like Borat undercover, but a little bit undercover, and go find out how racist we actually are. Matt, welcome to the Brian Kilmeade. Well, welcome back to the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Hey, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
All right, Matt. First, what prompted the idea to go out and do this?
Well, it was we made a movie called What Is a Woman about gender ideology. It came out a few years ago, and you know, after that film, we knew we wanted to explore another kind of cultural topic through making a film. It was my first time making a film of What Is a Woman, and it seemed like race is the other kind of obviously big area of controversy in the culture. And what's driving a lot of that controversy is the DEI, is the so-called anti-racist people, these hustlers, I would call them. And so we decided we wanted to make a movie exploring that specifically, these people and how they are driving this problem in America.
Right. So you wanted to go at first. Did you legitimately think that you were not well known enough to be Matt Walsh and go out into these woke circles and not be noticed? Or was that intentional to show a metamorphosis?
Well, we wanted to show the metamorphosis, but also we did want to show that these people live in really a bubble. So you might think that, well, look, I'll say on my side of it, as a conservative, I'm pretty well aware of the kind of liberal media personalities out there. They probably wouldn't be able to do to me what I did to some of them, because even though I don't watch their stuff, I'm aware of them because I want to know what they're talking about. There doesn't appear to be as much awareness on the other side because they're really in this bubble. And for some of the people we talked to in the film, Robin DiAngelo being one of them, author of White Fragility, you know, kind of the godmother of this anti-racism stuff. I think for her, when she was sitting in the room with me, even though she didn't really know who I was, it was probably the first time that she'd been in a room with someone that doesn't already agree with her about everything. It's probably the first time in years that's happened to her.
Right.
And so for her, it was like probably unthinkable that she would ever be in a room with someone who would in any way challenge her or try to expose her views.
Here's a little of that interaction.
Hi, Robin.
Hi. And what's your name?
I'm Matt.
Matt.
Nice to meet you.
I just had to ask who you are because you have to be careful.
Never be too careful.
Right. What does she mean she wants to be careful? You have to be careful.
Well, she needs to be careful, but then she wasn't, of course. But it is interesting that the fact that she said that to begin with, like, what do you need to be careful about? I mean, if you...
Believe what you believe.
If you believe what you believe, if you're confident in what you believe... then there's no secrets. All I'm doing is asking you what you believe. And so there's no reason to be nervous. But it is funny that she was nervous, and yet at the same time, she still sat there. Actually, it was a two-hour exchange between the two of us in real time, and she sat for the whole thing, I have to say.
Matt, did she know who you were and that you were conservative and that you wanted to bat around her opinions?
No, she didn't know that. Well, everybody in the film, we told them that we're making a documentary about anti-racism, which we were. You know, that is what we were doing. Now, they might have assumed that our opinion on anti-racism is you know, in favor of it.
Right.
But, you know, that's what you get for making assumptions, I guess.
So you called up and you got her on because you just say, hey, I'm doing a movie about anti-racism. Is that how you got in this
right.
circle of the therapy circle and... Then when you realize you had to go semi under disguise and not to give away the whole movie, but one thing you did is get people to weigh in on, can we change the George Washington Monument to the George Floyd Monument? As you know, George Floyd died tragically, but if you look at his resume, he's a horrific American who's tortured women and raped. And, you know, you would think, okay, I have some standards, but people willing to do it.
They were, and that was probably one of the most surprising things for me making the movie, is I thought that, well, yeah, we could probably go to D.C. and get people to agree to a petition to take George Washington's name off the monument. Unfortunately, that's probably pretty easy to do. But I thought this suggestion to turn into the George Floyd Monument is just, it's so ridiculous that most people would know that it's a joke, or if they thought it wasn't a joke, they would be offended by it.
Right.
But that wasn't our experience. Actually, we had trouble finding people who wouldn't sign it. We had to extend the shoot for longer than we wanted to because we wanted to get at least somebody on camera not signing it.
Isn't that depressing?
It's very depressing. Yeah, I mean, it's very depressing. And I think it speaks to, you know, there's the ideological indoctrination that a lot of people have fallen into. But then also, more than that, it's the way that people cave to social pressure, even like pretty light social pressure, which is what I was putting on them to sign the petition. I wasn't forcing them or compelling them to do it, but it's like a little bit of social pressure. And I think people are very susceptible to that, which is one thing we discovered while making the film. And then these race hustlers, they take advantage of that. They take advantage of how easy it is, frankly, to manipulate a lot of people, because people don't, you know, people are not, they don't like confrontation. They want to be polite. They want to be friendly. And that's a generally positive instinct, I think, even if it's not one that I often share.
If you're a white guy, or a white person, you're guilty. You feel guilty.
Exactly. There's that deep-seated guilt that they instill in people based on nothing. Like, you didn't do anything wrong. Slavery was a horrible thing. We haven't had slavery for 150 years. There's no reason why anyone alive today should feel personally bad about it, like as if you did it. But this is what they do. And you know, guilt is also a powerful weapon that you can use to manipulate people. And that's another thing that we see, you know, you see come up in the film quite a bit.
All right. I want you to talk about, first, we're going to play a clip, the Moana problem. Do you want to tell me anything about that before we hear it?
Yeah, well, you'll see it in the clip, but the Moana problem is, well, you know what it is? It's the lose-lose scenario that the DEI people create, where if you do what they say, you're racist, but if you do the opposite, you're also racist. No matter what, you end up being racist. And this applies not just to adults, but to children as well, apparently.
Listen to this.
My daughter's 4 years old. I am an anti-racist educator, quote unquote. She's still watching Disney movies, and she is choosing a white princess over princesses of color.
Have you talked to her about that?
All the time.
My three-year-old daughter is very, her favorite princess is Moana.
Love it.
It's a good sign.
Yeah.
But then I also thought, you know, there's a little bit of cultural appropriation here. She wants to be Moana for Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
So how do we navigate that? Do I go and buy the Pacific Islander native attire for my white three-year-old?
I wouldn't.
But I guess what we might call the Moana problem here is what, on one hand, is cultural appropriation. On the other hand, there's gravitating towards white characters.
Right.
So it's almost like no matter which way you go, you end up back in racism.
We think every space belongs to us because we live in a white supremacist society.
Is America an inherently racist country?
I think the word inherent is challenging there. If we say...
Fundamentally.
Fundamentally, yes. America is racist to its bones. All of these...
So inherent.
Yeah.
America is racist to its bones. And it's just people are making money off this school of thought.
They are, and... You know, there's a couple of interesting things you see in that clip. And one, of course, is how this trickles all the way down to children. And, of course, in the movie, you laugh at it because it's absurd, and laughing at absurdity makes sense. But it's also pretty horrific because, you know, I might be joking in that scene, but she isn't. And she's talking about how she, you know, imposes this on her own four-year-old. In fact, in that conversation, I even ask her, it's not in the clip, but I ask her when's the best time to start talking to your kids about their racism? And she says, before they can talk. So when they're babies, at infancy, start telling your child that he's racist. I mean, this is what she actually believes and tells people to do. And people listen to her.
Matt Walsh talking about his movie that's out now and still can go. You go to the theater. It is a great escape and also a reality check. So, Matt, your takeaway from we have trouble identifying what is a woman. You won and went to town on that, was extremely successful. Your takeaway now, I'm starting to feel, and I think I was talking to you in the Gutfeld green room about, I think we're beginning to turn the corner. We're starting to sober up. The pandemic's over. The George Floyd riots, the crying on TV because you're not a black sportscaster, instead you're a white sportscaster. All that stuff is, I feel as though we're coming out of it. Do I have a reason for this hope?
I think you have a reason for it. I mean, I think we're the kind of general cultural insanity that we've been living in for so long. I think it's not going to go away overnight. And so the fight continues in a lot of ways. But I do think that the same, you know, team sanity, as I've come to call it, because that's really, talk about right and left, it's really become just it's the same people versus the not same people. And Team Sanity has had some real wins in the last couple of years. And some of it's legislative and political, but a lot of it is just cultural. Like, people are fed up with a lot of this nonsense. And there was a kind of nonsense that I think the average American maybe tended to go along with because of this instinct that I talked about earlier to be polite and nice and you don't want to be confrontational. But I think that is going away. And a lot of it is, it's just kind of an exhaustion. People are tired of all of this and they're sick of it. And now they're finally speaking up, I think.
I do. I absolutely think so. I also think, I just think that after a while, people realize need to travel and see how great the country is. It's a shame that these people are taught to hate the country so much. We're on stolen land and we're a fundamentally or inherently racist society. Look, no one denied segregation was terrible, that Jim Crow was awful. The Civil War was fought for a reason. One of the main reasons was slavery, to get rid of slavery. And everybody, you can learn American history and still love the country because you see where we're at right now. In many ways, do you think an All in the Family rolled out like that with different actors mocking racism, which it was, can roll out today? Do you think we can roll that out in 2025 and people wouldn't be outraged?
I don't know if we've made it that far yet. I don't know if we've reclaimed sanity quite to that point. And part of the problem is that we still have the cultural institutions. I mean, the average American is one thing, but we still have the cultural institutions that are still owned entirely by the left and are still pushing this stuff, and they have a lot of power to do that. And so the next step is to get to reclaim these institutions that, I mean, these people that we're exposing in the film, these are college professors, academics, you know, these are people that are in powerful positions in institutions that shape the culture. And so the next step is very much to reclaim those institutions, I think.
Matt Walsh, congratulations on the movie. Keep it going. It's still in theaters. Where do we find it?
Yeah, it's in theaters. You can get it. Go to a theater near you. Go to amiracist.com and get your tickets.
Go get it, Matt. Congratulations.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
You got it. 1-866-408-7669. Brian Kilmeade Show.
You're with Brian Kilmeade.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. Whether you have private insurance, traditional Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you inject insulin or have hypoglycemic events without insulin, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copay and deductible, a continuous glucose monitor. It provides blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It alerts you in real time to potential spikes and lows with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare has been named Best Overall Diabetes Supply Company 4 years in a row by Very Well Health. We carry all major brands and will work with your insurance to get your CGM approved. If you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now. See if you qualify and end the finger stick.
Call 888-910-9067. 888-910-9067. That's 888-910-9067.
Must qualify for enrollment. Results may vary.
Do you have $10,000, $20,000, or $30,000 in debt? Then listen to this. You may not be required to pay it all back.
I was drowning in debt.
I had over $36,000 in debt.
If I would have just made the minimum payments, it would have taken me 59 years to pay off.
Whether it's credit card, medical, or personal loan debt, National Debt Relief can help significantly reduce what you owe. In fact, debt relief payments can be 50% less than your monthly credit card payments. That's right, half as much as you're paying now.
National Debt Relief reduced my debt by over $27,000.
With National Debt Relief, you have a powerful team that knows how to talk to your creditors.
National Debt Relief, they got me out of debt.
More than 550,000 Americans have used National Debt Relief to reduce their debt. Call 800-353-5566 to see if you qualify to settle your debt for a fraction of what you owe. That's 800-353-5566. 800-353-5566.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A woman from the UK who dropped out of school at age 15 and now has become a doctor at 41 makes today's Dean's List. Dr. Bex Bradford now has her degree in medicine from the University of Bristol. Looking back, Ms. Bradford says she remembers constantly being told she would amount to nothing, and she took it to heart. But decades later, she decided to prove to others that people like her deserve good things and can do big things, with their lives. Back when she was just 12 years old, Bex ended up in foster care because her family couldn't take care of her. A few years later, she dropped out of school. When Bex was in her 30s, she decided to go back to school and went to pre-med while holding three jobs to support herself. Now she wants to be an example for others, proving we are all worthy no matter what your background or where you come from. Bex says she's proud of herself for never giving up and hopes her journey can inspire others to follow their hearts in the same way. Janice Dean, Fox News.
This is House Call for Health. Television game shows might be doing more than just entertaining. Shows like Jeopardy, The Price is Right, Wheel of Fortune, or others can boost problem-solving skills, strengthen the mind, and improve memory. Dr. Glenn R. Finney is a fellow with the American Academy of Neurology and says game shows often require contestants and those at home watching to solve problems, recall knowledge, and pay close attention to complete the task or answer. Dr. Finney notes this engages numerous networks in the brain in an engaging and enjoyable way, which also enhances learning. Experts also suggest there's growing evidence that shows grandparents watching with grandchildren may lead to important benefits for both older and younger viewers. If you want to see if this works for you, you can always check out the quiz at thequiz.fox. Or for more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Sponsored by Prevagen. Prevagen is the most recommended memory support brand by pharmacists.
All right, here we go. Let's find out if there's more to know. UNLV quarterback Matt Sloka quits his team after three games, even though he's 3-0, because he said the school has broken their promises. I don't know if this is money or not. He says, if we reach a new point in college football when the starting quarterback of an undefeated team decides to leave and preserve his red shirt status, which means you can play next year and not count this year, by not playing, he can go to maybe a bigger school with more money. He said, I committed to UNLV based on certain representations that were made to me, which were not upheld. Despite our discussions, I became clear that these commitments would not be fulfilled in the future. I wish my teammates the best. I'm done. He transferred from Holy Cross. Was the catalyst the team needed? Was it because of the NIL? Name, image, and likeness. Was he promised a big deal? Didn't get the money. This is the beginning of a new era in college football, right?
It is. And then are we going to find out that other schools have been now like reaching out to him on the side saying, hey, we're going to give you even more.
If you don't play one more game and lose your eligibility.
Yep.
Next. Guess what? P. Diddy Combs in jail right next to Sam Bankman-Fried of SBF. The pair, which also live with other inmates, is in a special housing unit that often holds high-profile inmates. SBF sentenced to 25 years in prison, asked to stay at the Metropolitan Detention Center in Brooklyn while he appeals his fraud conviction. Combs is awaiting trial after pleading not guilty to sex trafficking charges. And this guy, they're both in a lot of trouble. But I'll tell you, I'm surprised because I heard this place is hellacious. Why would he want to stay there? I heard it's one of the worst prisons.
But, I mean, it does say they're in, like, a special housing unit for high-profile inmates, so it might be hellacious, but it sounds like maybe theirs is a little less awful.
My sense is he thought for sure he'd get out on bail.
Yeah.
And he is now going to be stuck there waiting trial, and the trial looks brutal, even though currently he has money to pay for these high-profile lawyers. Next, rent controls don't work. Argentinian president has proven that. That country he took over got rid of rent controls, and guess what? Rents went down 40% in the real estate of rental properties, adjusted for inflation, while monthly price increases have reached their lowest level. He is becoming a rock star. He is a big Trumper, too.
He actually is a fascinating guy. Like, he sort of goes against the grain. He's going to do what he believes in. He doesn't care. And then the people are actually really appreciating it in Argentina.
Yeah, I know. He does not have the greatest hair. Would you agree with that?
I actually wouldn't be able to point him out. I just listened to a podcast he did, and he sounded
interesting. You should definitely look at his hair.
Promise because that's what makes a good president, is the hair.
I would think so.
Which is then, do you or do you not vote for Trump because of hair?
Right. L.A. Times, now this story. Let's talk a little sports. Caitlin Clark again in the headlines. She got a finger jammed into her eye and has got a black eye. This was Sun Guard Dejani Carrington did it and was bragging about it. It was caused by a player who mocked her out over in June. Said, if I worked at the LA Times, I'd be calling, emailing about the people who wrote and approved that headline. If those people aren't willing to put their names behind it, accusing Carrington of intentionally poking Clark in the eye, it's because they know it's flat out wrong. So the original headline said she was poked in the eye intentionally. The second one says she just has a black eye. It says the LA Times caved. The LA quickly massaged the headline to Caitlin Clark suffers a black eye instead of being targeted. Carrington's inflammatory rhetoric is part of the story. She's accused Clark of white privilege, calling Fever fans the nastiest, and belittled white Americans. By the way, she can play. She's getting better after the All-Star break, taking those 2 weeks off, coming straight off a college season. She was reinvigorated. She is doing the classiest thing, I think, Allison, is she never gets involved in these petty squabbles. Racism, white privilege, poked in the eye, knocked to the ground, fouled too much. Does not get involved.
Yeah, she keeps it to how well the team is doing and wants to play better. Yes, I agree. She
sooner or later they realize that she's helping the whole league. I'm not sure when. Hey, don't forget, I want to see you October 20th in Peekskill, New York. History, Liberty, and Laughs Tour on stage. VIP opportunities before. Just go to briankilmeade.com. It's better than you can imagine.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
John, what are you doing? Get in my car. Why are you walking to work?
Thanks, man. It's these insanely high gas prices. They are draining my bank account. I can't afford to drive anymore.
Dude, don't walk. Just do what I do, because I never pay full price for gas anymore. I use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait, you're telling me you get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code WINNING for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code WINNING. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code WINNING for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code WINNING.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us. What shall we do?
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. At least 64 people are dead in the southeast following a massive hurricane, and that number is expected to rise as the search continues for missing residents.
And the area is hardest hit by Helene, especially North Carolina's Buncombe County, where Asheville is. Many posting on social media heartbreaking stories of needing help. Sheriff Quinton Miller.
Not that we was not prepared, but this is going to another level.
Water rose above roofs. There's little to no power or cell service. County Manager Avril Pinder says boat rescues continue.
We are in the midst of the most significant natural disaster in our community.
In Georgia, Governor Brian Kemp says roads are blocked and they're dealing with flash floods, mudslides, and avalanches.
From a statewide perspective, this storm spared no one.
I'm Julie Walker.
Also at townhall.com, at a campaign rally in Michigan, Donald Trump accuses Kamala Harris of being worse than incompetent. in her oversight of the southern border.
There's no greater act of disloyalty than to extinguish the sovereignty of your own nation, and that's what she's done. She's ruined our nation. She's ruined our nation.
The former president says leaders of other countries are sending criminals to the U.S. because of the White House liberal border policies.
Our border is open. Nobody can believe it. And I've been saying that the people coming in, you know, I know these leaders so street smart, and I would have been worse than them because actually Venezuela still has some people in their jails. I would have had everybody out into the United States. They probably ran out of buses and planes.
SpaceX has launched a rescue mission for the two stuck astronauts at the ISS. The capsule carrying NASA astronaut and a Russian cosmonaut will arrive at the space station over the weekend, but it won't leave back until February. So the two test pilots who flew up on Boeing's troubled Starliner will have to wait until then before returning home. More online at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
If your approach to everyday aches and pains is to mask them, you know, feel better for a few hours only to have the pain return and then repeat the cycle all over again, it's time to try Relief Factor. And the good news is Relief Factor makes that easy. Their three-week quick start is just $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Instead of masking pain, Relief Factor helps eliminate it. How? Well, its unique formula of ingredients helps support your body's response to inflammation. Relief Factor was developed by doctors. It's 100% drug-free. And for so many people, the results are game-changing, even life-changing. So give it a try. Right now, their three-week quick start is just $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800, the number for relief. See how in a few weeks or even days, Relief Factor can reduce your pain. When you feel better, life is just better. So don't mask pain. Fight it naturally with Relief Factor.
The Biden administration is trying to head off a possible strike by operators at East and Gulf Coast ports. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
With a union contract set to expire after Monday, top administration officials met with port operators ahead of a possible strike. They told members of the United States Maritime Alliance that they should be at the negotiating table with the union. The administration delivered the same message to the union earlier in the week. Unionized workers object to some new technologies that they say could ultimately cause job losses. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A staff member at a New York City District Attorney's office has been arrested after attempting to make an explosive to attack a migrant shelter near his apartment. The 27-year-old paralegal confided to a friend that he was going to combine the contents of fireworks with nails, gasoline, and other materials to create explosive materials. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A controversial piece of legislation in California bites the dust.
Governor Gavin Newsom has vetoed a bill that would have required all new cars to beep at the driver when he or she exceeds the speed limit by at least 10 miles per hour. That measure was aimed at reducing traffic deaths, but Newsom says it would create a, quote, patchwork of regulations, and it would have likely impacted all new car sales in America due to California's massive auto market. Jason Walker reporting.
Already the longest lived of the 45 men to serve as U.S. president, Jimmy Carter is about to reach the century mark. Carter remains under home hospice care and will turn 100 on Tuesday. He has seen the U.S. population nearly triple. The U.S. has about 330 million residents. There were about 114 million in 1924. And when Jimmy Carter took office, the only other president, John Adams, had lived to be 90. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Fall is the best time of the year to plant trees and shrubs. The nights are cooler and the ground is still warm, and this allows the roots to take hold and gives the plants a good start. Don't miss the big fall sale at Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course. Take advantage of their fall sale prices. 40% off all 1 gallon through 24 inch box trees. Take 40% off all 1 gallon through 15 gallon shrubs, vines, and ground cover. The nursery is loaded with beautiful plants, shrubs, trees, perennials, and ground cover. Their roses, crepe myrtles, and verbenas are in bloom. They have a tasty selection of fruit trees and citrus with over 1,000 in stock and on sale. Come in and take advantage of this big fall sale. 40% off all shrubs and trees, 1 gallon or larger. Now in stock. Fall vegetable and fall color. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and a quarter mile from Airport Road. Don't miss the big fall sale at Gold Leaf Nursery.
On now through September 30th.
Fox News Radio Studios in Midtown Manhattan, giving you opinions and facts with a positive outlook. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everyone. Brian Kilmeade here. Thanks so much for listening. We come to you from 48th and 6th, where no one can drive anywhere, barely even walk down a street, because the UN General Assembly is in town, and Prime Minister Netanyahu is speaking. Where, of course, in America, embarrassingly enough, they were protesting in Israel. They were protesting Israel's presence, and they were pro-Hamas. That's pretty much been par for the course, astoundingly, over the last few years. This hour, we're going to be joined by Tommy Lahren at the bottom of the hour. Danielle Pletka is standing by. So we'll bring you some highlights of Benjamin Netanyahu's speech. But right now, let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
They say that there was a quid pro quo where the mayor intervened to speed along a fire inspection approval process for a Turkish consulate. But the mayor can say, look, that's what mayors do. You know, this is a city with a lot of diplomats, and we want to avoid diplomatic problems, including the arrival of the president of that country. So he has defenses.
And you could be talking about that. It's sometimes you need, as a mayor, to travel. Did you need to bump it up to first class, say, at the Four Seasons and do them favors for buildings? Probably not. But does it rise to the occasion of indicting a sitting mayor of the most important city in the country? That's the bigger question. Is politics at play? We'll talk about it.
Number two.
An operator from Baylor ESU had exited the Red Barn behind the stage when shots rang out. He was able to quickly identify where the shots were coming from, and he fired one round at the shooter, which caused the shooter to recoil and briefly fall out of sight. No other rounds were fired by the shooter after he was engaged by the Butler ESU operator.
That was one of the local police officers on the scene in Butler, Pennsylvania, to the site of the assassination and the investigation. They're revealing outrageous errors by the FBI, by the Secret Service. And Iran's threat remains to take out President Trump and others. We'll look at the revelations that have emerged and the stonewalling that's taking place.
Number one.
We are going to the border. We've been to the border. This whole thing about the border, we've been to the border.
You haven't been to the border.
I haven't been to Europe. And I don't understand the point that you're making.
One of the worst answers to a legitimate question you can imagine for a big-time politician. But that big-time politician has the Democratic nomination. Battle at the border. Harris first to the border since 2021. You see the video? She's wearing a mask outdoors. She stayed for 25 minutes. Now she's going to try to convince the American public she actually cares about it and will be strong on it. And it's Donald Trump that wants it as a campaign issue. President Trump today will be in Michigan later. But first, right now, he is actually meeting with President Zelensky of Ukraine. A lot going on. So glad you're here. Daniel Pletka joins us now, senior fellow at the American Enterprise Institute, host of What the Hell is Going On podcast with Mark Thiessen. Danielle, welcome. I got to take you on the first issue. Vice President Kamala Harris wants to tell everyone she takes the border seriously. Can she pull that off?
I'm not quite sure how. It's not her silly statements about Europe. It's not her word salad stuff. It's the evidence of our own eyes. This is the problem for the Biden-Harris administration. It isn't their efforts to finesse what she was actually called. No, she wasn't a border czar. You know, she was just top chef at, you know, a restaurant in Guatemala for 2 weeks. That's not the problem for her. The problem is that we have a border crisis in this country. We have illegal migrants in cities from New York to Chicago to Texas, Arizona, California, absolutely everywhere. And people see the evidence of their own eyes. That's what she has to address with a real plan. And the fact that she hasn't is not persuasive.
Right. So she's going to try. And Mitch Landrieu, who is a good surrogate to his credit, he was even telling us that Joe Biden was sane and wasn't failing. Remember that? He quickly pivoted over to be the campaign national co-chair for Harris Waltz. Here's what the message is. You blew it, Donald Trump. Cut three.
On every day that she has been in this race, she has moved ahead and closed the gaps, and she will do this on immigration. She's actually going to the border tomorrow, and I don't think I need to remind you or anybody else once again. We actually negotiated a border bill, the toughest border bill that has ever been negotiated, that Senator Langford, who is a very conservative Republican, led, and the president and vice president were in favor of that. And the only reason why that bill failed is because Donald Trump wanted to use that as a political wedge.
Your thoughts on that argument?
Look, I think there were a lot of other problems with that border bill. There were good things in it, and I think Donald Trump was indeed playing politics in part. But the notion that there were absolutely no problems with that original bill is false. That's number one. And number two, look, you know, if Kamala Harris had gone through a Democratic primary and she had been tested by the Democratic voters and she came up here, I might be willing to say, you know, she's a new candidate. She's the change candidate. But the reality is that she was crowned, something we actually had a revolution for a few years ago. She was crowned the nominee by the Democratic Party, and she has to own the debacle of the Biden-Harris administration. It's great to say the polls are getting better, and I'm sure they are. Mitch Landrieu is a very smooth talker. He's much better candidate, frankly, than he is. But, you know, you've got to explain how we got here and how you're going to fix it and how you're going to be different from what you, Kamala Harris, did for the last 3.5 years.
So let's take a look at the polls. Fox News polls came out last night, a two-way matchup, Harris and Trump in Arizona. Harris was at 47. Now she's at 48. Trump was at 50. Now he's at 51. So he's got a slight lead there. Then when it comes to the other poll, they also looked at Georgia, and Trump is trailing by 2 in Georgia. That has got to be concerning because him and Kemp, I thought, healed their ways, and the Kemp ground game is out there. Now, these aren't election results. I'm not talking about that, but it's 50. She was at 50 in August. She's at 51. Trump was at 48 in August. He's at 48 still. Would that alarm you?
No, look, this is going to be a close election. I don't think anybody in the real world has any sense of how this is going to cut one way or the other. We are actually at the first moments where people are really paying attention. The fact that there's early voting where I'm sitting right now in the state of Virginia is a little bit troubling because people really only start to pay attention, as you know all too well, Brian, starting after Labor Day. So we've had a few weeks of pretty intense campaigning. I don't think we're going to know. I don't think we're going to know at 7 o'clock on election night. I don't think we're going to know at 10 o'clock on election night. This is going to be a tight race because we have two very unpopular candidates.
But, on the surface, even his enemies say Trump has never been more popular. He's more popular now than he was in 2016.
He is very popular, and I think he has a message that people like. Look, you know, you're sitting in New York with all of our friends at the United Nations, all of Hamas lovers and the Hezbollah lovers. I'm sitting here in Washington. You and I are the weird ones. Let me tell you a great story. I came into New York a couple of days ago for a meeting at the United Nations with a foreign leader, and I had an Uber driver. Sweet guy from Pakistan, thick accent. And so we're chatting away, and I said, so who are you voting for? You know, I don't actually think he's an American citizen, but I wanted to know what he thought. And he said, I think Trump. And I said, why? And he said, I just can't afford anything. My family isn't here with me. They're in, you know, upstate New York, and I can't afford to bring them down, and I can't afford an apartment, and I can't afford groceries, and I'm trying to work more hours, but I can't work more hours in the day. To me, that is something that is driving support for Trump. It's not all of the rhetoric. It's not the back and forth. It's not the silly gimmicks. It's the fact that people are much unhappier mm-hmm. now than they were under the Trump administration.
I don't think there's any doubt about it, especially when you spend 2 years with Joe Biden doing is telling everyone things are great because people get angry that he's not listening to us. I don't care what the stock market is. I don't care what the unemployment rate is. We're not feeling it. And a lot of it has to do, Danielle, you can't say unfortunately, I just happened to be at the job when inflation went up. You could actually point to the $7 trillion, the rescue package, the infrastructure package, the Inflation Reduction Act. That's money. Those are trillions of dollars that they chose to put into the system that was strained because of a once in a lifetime and a half pandemic. So you could say, you can't take a bow for this and say, look at how productive I am and walk away from it when it says, look at how inflation's gone up.
Well, there's a reason why Joe Biden was on track to be defeated ignominiously in the election. There's a reason why. And it wasn't just the fact that he has lost, quote, lost a step, unquote.
Very nice.
It is the fact that the economy is in a very bad place. And even if you want to cite improvements because you're a technical expert at the Federal Reserve or you're the Democratic appointed Secretary of the Treasury, you cannot get past what the Gen Z likes to call people's lived experience. Eggs, milk, life, gas, everything. Housing is so expensive, and people can't take it.
Danielle Plekka with us right now from AEI. So, Danielle, I was out with Dave McCormick on the stump. I just want a day with you. Don't change anything. Just give me a day where I'll have two or three activities. And he did. I don't know if he changed anything, but I got a day that worked. And the first stop he had was the supermarket. And then, you know, 2 days before, Donald Trump was in the supermarket. So someone believes what you believe, because that's not a fun place to be, but it's an accurate place to be, because at one point, everybody is there. And that's where it affects it. And I come from a long line of paycheck to paycheck households. So I know the feeling, because what you do is you don't get what you want to get as much as you're going to get. And what you see is, it's an interesting thing. They say, what is Donald Trump going to do to affect things? And he said, I just don't want to slow down inflation. I want to get prices down. And he's not wrong in saying it really starts and could end with energy. If you start maximizing energy in this country, exporting at a big rate in this country, it's going to affect the delivery. It's going to affect the trucks. It's going to affect the people. It's going to affect what they're paying at the gas pump. More money could be coming in and prices could be coming down. If you just commit to allowing these energy companies, natural gas, oil and gas, to do what they do.
Look, I think that that's an enormously important factor. And it's not just an enormously important factor for the inputs that you're talking about, whether it's getting your tomatoes or your eggs or your milk to that supermarket. And it is a factor in your daily life. If you're driving to work, you know, Americans, more than almost anybody in the world, get in their car and they drive to work. And it is painful to have to fill up your gas tank. When people are making choices about what to deny their children because they can't afford things, you need to fix it. But, Brian, I don't know if you saw the lead editorial in the Wall Street Journal today. It's Harris released an economic plan, and the Wall Street Journal says it's 82 pages of spending, more taxes, more regulation, and more government. That's not going to end the problem that we face today.
She's got to fire the person that wrote it, because I'm sure she has no idea what's in it. I've never seen anyone speak. I'm not saying she's not smart. It has nothing to do with it. But she speaks in a sense where she has no idea what the next word is. And it's as if if you asked me to talk about chemistry, you would think that I was a stutterer. Even though I'm very comfortable on the microphone and on television, whether you like me or not, I don't really know anything about chemistry. If you want me to talk about mechanics and fixing your car, I'd sit there and they go, you'd say, that guy's terrible. He doesn't know what he's talking about. And they would be right. That's what I get the sense of. Outside the law, I feel as though she hasn't even put the time in to understand how she feels about things.
Well, look, that was always the rap on her. I think she did a good job at the only debate that she had with Donald Trump. But the reason she did a good job is she's a former prosecutor, and she went in and she learned her lines. But the rap on Kamala Harris for the last 3.5 years is that she doesn't do her homework, that she doesn't look at what her staff is producing. And if I look at the people around her, they are even more left-wing than Joe Biden's staff. If I look at the people around her and I say to myself, Kamala Harris isn't a thinker, she's a follower, I worry where her people are going to take this country, and I worry about that every day.
What a great line. And you're going to be on One Nation this weekend, and I'm bringing you to that. And that's true, because people want to say dumb, smart, you know, fast, slow. It's not the matter of that. It's like what you feel. There's certain people who run for office, they have a vision. And catch up to them and elect them. If you elect them, you better find out what they're going to do. Other people just want the office. They don't really care what happens when they're there. Trump is somebody that said, this is what I'm doing. I love power and whatever you want. Likes being. He really wants to, as an agenda, to put forward. Barack Obama, I think, had an agenda put forward. George W. Bush did. He had to change it after 9/11. But on Ukraine, I think we're on the same page. I'm on the same page as Mark Thiessen. I am not on the same page when it comes to slow walking the weapons. I do see the importance of the war, but it was a big mistake, I thought, this week for Zelensky to take a ride on a government plane with Democrats only, with a governor of a Democratic governor, and sign those weapons in Scranton. And I thought that was a political mistake, and hopefully you can fix it with Trump right now.
So Mark and I are going to be on with you tomorrow, and we're really looking forward to it. But let me tell you what the backstory there was. First of all, you are 100% right that that was a mistake. But it wasn't a mistake that Zelensky committed. He didn't even know before he got on that plane. This trip had been organized entirely by the White House. And what the White House did is they cynically manipulated this trip. None of those people, Casey, none of the senators were supposed to be part of that trip. The only person who was supposed to be there for a hot minute was Josh Shapiro, because he was signing a sister city agreement with a town in Ukraine. Instead, the White House piled in all of these political people, turned it into a political trip. And, you know, look, again, should he have been sharper? Should he maybe even have gotten off the plane? Well, you know, he's not going to do that. But the White House, it just shows how little the White House really cares about Ukraine. If they want to build a bipartisan consensus, they do not use the president to manipulate the American people in order to score political points, right? That is just a disgrace, and they got used.
They did, and it works against people like the Speaker of the House that's trying to sell his right-wing caucus on the need for it. Daniel Pletka, thanks so much. Trump and Zelensky meeting and speaking. We'll give you the latest next. Don't move.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. Whether you have private insurance, traditional Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you inject insulin or have hypoglycemic events without insulin, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copay and deductible, a continuous glucose monitor. It provides blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It alerts you in real time to potential spikes and lows with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare has been named best overall diabetes supply company 4 years in a row by Very Well Health. We carry all major brands, and we'll work with your insurance to get your CGM approved. If you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now. See if you qualify and end the finger stick.
Call 888-910-9067. 888-910-9067. That's 888-910-9067.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
John, what are you doing? Get in my car. Why are you walking to work?
Thanks, man. It's these insanely high gas prices. They are draining my bank account. I can't afford to drive anymore.
Dude, don't walk. Just do what I do, because I never pay full price for gas anymore. I use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait, you're telling me you get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code WINNING for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code WINNING. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code WINNING for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code WINNING.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A kayaker from New Zealand who became a hero for rescuing a dog during a cross-Canada trip makes the Dean's List. Ivy is a 14-year-old Great Pyrenees and unfortunately got trapped in the mud after she wandered too far from her home. Hudson, who was canoeing a river in Manitoba, Canada, came across Ivy, who was clearly in distress after getting stuck on her own adventure.
Buddy, you okay?
He doesn't look okay.
covered in mud.
Jumping into action, he lifted a heavy log that was on Ivy's back and got out of his canoe, trudging through the mud that was knee-deep to get to Ivy. Grabbing the dog, he was able to get Ivy onto his canoe and paddled her to safety. Hudson later found out that the dog had been trapped for several days without food or water, and thankfully Ivy was reunited with her family and is doing much better now. Hudson, thank you for saving Ivy. You're a hero, and you made the Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
This is House Call for Health. A federal agency greenlights Apple's new sleep apnea detection feature. The Food and Drug Administration clearing the feature for use. It's now accessible in Apple Watches, including the Series 9, 10, and Ultra 2. The American Medical Association reports about 30 million people are affected by sleep apnea, but only about 6 million people know they have it. The feature is meant to help those who may be reluctant to test for the condition or are unaware they're affected by it. The sleep apnea feature monitors a user's breathing disturbances while they sleep and displays nightly metrics in the watch's health app. Health experts warn the feature's results may not always be accurate, and insurance companies may not pay for sleep apnea therapies based on the watch's data alone. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention describes sleep apnea as a condition that occurs when breathing repeatedly stops and starts during sleep. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
October 30th, 1974. It was the Rumble in the Jungle. World heavyweight champion George Foreman and former world champion Muhammad Ali entered the ring in Zaire in one of the first Don King promoted boxing matches. Muhammad Ali regained the world title from a younger and stronger Foreman and spoke to the press after the fight.
I had one hell of a rumble. I had to beat Tarzan behind first for claiming to be the king in the jungle for this fight. I've wrestled with alligators. I've tussled with the whale. I done handcuffed lightning and put thunder in jail. You know I'm bad. I have murdered a rock. I injured a stone and I hospitalized a brick. I'm so bad I make medicine sick. I'm so fast, man. I can run through a hurricane and don't get wet.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The more you listen, the more you'll know.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Dynamic situation. I got to give Zelensky credit. You heard Daniel Pletka talk about what happened during the week. He says Zelensky shouldn't have been blamed. Democrats put him with all Democrats, made it a partisan effort, which shows you the sincerity in which, in tongues in cheek, they're approaching the Ukraine war and their victory that has to happen over Russia. They made it all and made it a big political event. Zelensky was in the middle. So what he did is text President Trump, and President Trump put it on Truth Social and said, listen, essentially, we've been friends for a long time. Let's meet. I know I tried to meet with you. I couldn't get a hold of you. You weren't able to do it. Can we meet before I leave? I'm in New York. You know what he said? Yes. So Trump met him. They're about to have a meeting now. They just met with the press. When we come back, we'll let you hear some of that. Right around the corner, Tommy Lahren will be on, and we'll get her opinion. A lot of people on the right think we just walk away from Ukraine, that it's a corrupt country, and Zelensky's, I guess, short, and people don't like that. So I feel differently. I think they fight like warriors. I think they'd be a huge asset to NATO, even if it takes some time. I think that if they have to end, and if it ends up giving up some land, they should take some land, too. Say, hey, we're holding on to Kursk, right? We took it, got 500 square miles of Russia. We'll keep that. Unless you give some of the Donbass back. And then we see what happens. And then we promise security. Only for real. Not with words. We promised last time that if you gave up the nuclear weapons, we would provide security. They gave up the nuclear weapons, and we allowed Crimea to be taken, the Donbass to be taken, and the invasion to take place.
PSA2 Area Agency on Aging would like to invite you to join our free caregiver support events during the month of September. During Session 1, learn how to speak Alzheimer's and related dementia dialects. During Session 2, learn how to understand long-term care. These free events will be held in Wairika, Weaverville, Susanville, Redding, Alturas, and MacArthur, and all attendees will receive free resource materials. Visit PSA2.org for dates and times. That's PSA2.org.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda Bott. Looking for a staycay or a getaway close to home? Well, the best houseboat rentals are happening right now in September and October at Holiday Harbor.
And the off-season rates at Holiday Harbor are amazing deals, and the lake is a perfect 78 degrees. For more information, go to LakeShasta.com or call 530-238-2383.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Redding and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
It's back to school time with Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane features timeless decor for the home or office, study, or dorm, with a variety of books to choose from, including old encyclopedia sets and classic novels, along with sports memorabilia. Memory Lane also offers vintage clothing, college collectibles and gear, classic lunchboxes, porcelain dolls, tin toys, and stuffed animals. You'll also find antique and upcycled furniture, including desks and dressers, and fusion paint and supplies for the do-it-yourselfer. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles features costume to classic jewelry, including necklaces, earrings, bracelets, anklets, and rings in a variety of styles and colors to choose from. They also feature a distinct Amish collection of items and gifts. Open Monday 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday. Open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday open noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
The Reading Sash Alliance is dedicated to making sewing, fashion, and business education accessible for everyone. We are a nonprofit located at 1616 Market Street. Get ready for November 9th as we present Artisan Avenue, The Craft of Fashion. Experience a runway of a blend of couture fashion to wearable art. Tickets will be available starting October 1st on our website at readingfashionalliance.org. Our call for fashion designers for Artisan Avenue is open until August 31st. Visit our website for more information on how to enter into the fashion show.
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal DiMercurio here, inviting you to tune in each Wednesday for an hour of helping you turn the drudgery of preparing home meals into having fun in the kitchen. We'll be sharing tips, tricks, and tempting insights that are sure to make your time in the kitchen a pleasant and fulfilling one. Come join me and my wife Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at Cooking Like a Pro, right here on KCNR 1460.
interested in it?
Brian's talking about it. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
And I also have a very good relationship, as you know, with President Putin. And I think if we win, I think we're going to get it resolved very quickly. I really think we're going to get it resolved.
I hope we have more good relations.
We're going to have I see. Yeah. But, you know, it takes two to tango, you know. And
what did he say? Did you hear that? Did he say we have more good relations? President Zelensky and President Trump meeting impromptu in front of the cameras at Trump Tower before they go to their meeting one-on-one. Zelensky texted him yesterday, said, we're having trouble hooking up a meeting. Let's just do it before I leave New York. And Trump said, fine. And one of the things he indicated is, hey, look, we've always been friends. Let's just I don't want you to think I'm playing politics. And it's a little bit of damage control after he flew out to Pennsylvania and met with Governor Shapiro. But you heard Daniel Pletka come out and explain exactly what happened. That was really, he was duped by Democrats into doing that. That he was supposed to go out there and he was supposed to sign a sister city agreement with Governor Shapiro, Pennsylvania, and one over any some city in Pennsylvania and some city in Ukraine. And then it turned into more. With me right now is Tommy Lahren, Outkick.com. You see her everywhere all over the channel. Tommy, welcome back.
Good to be with you. And I'll tell you, every time I see Zelensky on my screen, I feel the American people getting a little bit poorer, Brian, because every time he comes, we send him a little bit more money. And maybe I'm the only one that's irritated by this. But when you're meeting with a former president or you're meeting with congressional leaders, is it too much to ask that Zelensky maybe dresses the part? Maybe that's just my personal pet peeve. But when I see him in his sweatsuit and I know how much money the United States has given Ukraine, it just personally bothers me to see that. Maybe I'm alone in that, Brian, but it bothers me.
I know. Certain people like that. I think the guy's at war. And I think when the war's over, I think he gets in a suit and he looks great, you know. But I think he's in a brutal war. I think they have fought great. The Ukraine has fought with great valor. I think it's an invasion that was unprovoked. He thought he'd have a quick win 2 years later. It's bleeding out Russia, but it's really hurting Ukraine. I think it's sending a good message to the rest of the world. You can't go invade and take back your countries. We're not going to let you reassemble the Soviet Union.
Well, it depends on who the we is. I think Donald Trump wouldn't allow that to happen. And I think if Donald Trump were president, there would never have been the small incursion that became the actual invasion. Because, of course, Biden administration simply saying don't to all of these aggressive nations clearly didn't get the job done. Not so sure a Kamala Harris presidency would send any different message from what Biden sent. But, you know, she's trying to make herself appear as though she's got foreign policy acumen. I'm not so sure she's convinced anybody. But I am happy that Kamala is finally making her second trip to the border. We've got three interviews and two trips to the border, I guess, under her belt. And I suppose that's supposed to make us feel comfortable with her leadership capability.
So I want you to hear President Trump yesterday, cut 7.
I will end catch and release. And I will remain in Mexico. I'm going to tell Mexico, thank you very much. You're putting it back right away. You're putting it back, and they will do it, too, when I tell them. I will bring back Title 42. I will send a federal law enforcement, large group of people, but a tough group of people, to liberate Aurora, Colorado.
And Aurora's really going down. They do have that huge gang problem there. They're all over New York City. They're all over Chicago. They are harassing. They are making a presence felt in small towns in Pennsylvania. So the president outlined 10, 15 things he was going to do. And is just astounded that Vice President Harris is going to the border. But, Tommy, you're someone who understands the practicality of it. All she needs is maybe take a point or two from his advantage on immigration. Don't you agree? And that's her goal? She knows she's never going to really pass it for the majority of the American people. She's not going to pass the test where people think she's strong in the border. But if they take a point or two from President Trump there, that might help her get Arizona.
She wants to make people believe that it won't be so bad. I don't think, as to your point, that anyone thinks she's going to be tough on the border, but they want people to think that maybe she'll be okay on the border. But what really irritates me is every time she does talk about the border, she says two things on repeat from her list of talking points, that she was a prosecutor and she prosecuted transnational gangs. Okay. And then two, that she'll sign the bipartisan border deal. Well, neither of those things deal with the 10 million plus people that we have in this country. And the only thing we've heard on that is that she wants a pathway to citizenship. I haven't heard her say that she will deport a single one of the illegal aliens that came across the border. I haven't heard her say anything about the temporary protected status that she's offered to hundreds of thousands ever expiring. So for those in communities that are really upset that their communities are being overtaken, she will do nothing to solve that problem, and she has nothing on her talking points that even addresses that besides a pathway to citizenship. That should make American voters very anxious.
All right. I 100% agree, and I think you should have done the debate for President Trump. Had so many open shots to go explain that. And if they were open up the microphones, maybe engage her on that. And guess what else is rotting in the middle of the desert? It is the border wall we paid for and the construction company we've already paid for to work, and they're not working. If she actually had a revelation, if she had a friend get killed, God forbid, because of a illegal immigrant, and said, I've changed my mind, the first thing we would do is start putting up that wall. And remember, they're afraid now to talk about being against deportation because 60% of the country is for it. They're afraid right now to put down the wall because 58% of the country is now for it. It's amazing, Tommy, how many issues have come back around to the president. Not that popular in 2016, very popular in 2024, including sanctuary cities, getting rid of them.
Right, which needs to happen. But on the border wall, I've seen pieces of that border wall rotting, by the way. I've seen it firsthand. But I would also say you can build a wall, and I want us to finish the wall. But if the Harris administration is still dedicated to flying hundreds of thousands of people into the country over the wall, you could build that wall as tall as you want. You could put a moat of alligators around it, and it wouldn't matter. And she hasn't told us, and Bill Malusion was great on asking the campaign about this, are you going to continue to fly these people into the country? And her campaign will not answer.
She won't. So let's talk about the state of the race. You know, I can go into state by state and talk. We know about the big seven battleground states that he needs. We know that he's up in Arizona, but in the latest Fox poll, he's trailing by two or three in Georgia. And then you have a situation in Pennsylvania, which is basically a tie, 2 or 3 points in Michigan. And you wonder if Virginia is indeed in play. I want you to hear, before I get your analysis, this is what I think some of the facts. Matt Towery brought this up yesterday with Sean Hannity about the state of the campaign. Cut 12.
The Trump campaign needs to get the old Republicans, the ones who helped him in 2016, and bring them back on board to generate that grassroots Republican
who
excitement.
Are you talking
They're getting
about?
Other folks around. Oh, I would say
who
in Georgia, for example. I know. No one specifically, but I'm saying that I talk to political folks who are elected officials and the like. They don't feel as engaged as they could be. And I think that's needed to get people to turn out. And that's even though you have a Brian Kemp, say, in Georgia, Brian Kemp's not actively involved in this campaign. So you got to get people on the ground who can actually turn out those loyal Republicans.
How do you feel about that?
Well, I think we need to get as many Republicans registered to vote and planning to vote as possible. But I guess I disagree that we necessarily need the establishment Republicans or the never Trumpers. I think the never Trumpers are never going to vote for Trump. And I think those that are Republican that don't really like Trump, they're probably still going to vote for Trump because the alternative is so disastrous. But I think that's what the Trump campaign strategically needs to do. Make it less about Trump. Make it more about Kamala. Let Kamala talk as much as possible. Force her into doing more interviews with MSNBC, more town halls with Oprah Winfrey, because every time we hear from Kamala, it doesn't bode well for her. So make it more about Kamala, less about Trump, and I think people will be so terrified by what a Kamala Harris presidency would look like that they're going to have to go out and vote for Trump just for self-preservation.
So, Tommy, what worries you most from you want Trump to win, right?
I think that that's pretty obvious.
So yes. what worries you most from the Trump perspective?
What worries me most, I suppose, is the gender gap. I really think that he needs to do something to address that. And Donald Trump simply saying he's going to be the biggest protector of women and great for reproductive rights, I don't think that that's going to cut it. I think he has to do more, and he has to talk about crime more, and he has to talk about, you know, affordability, because most women are the purchasers of groceries and other items for their families. He needs to talk more to women about those issues that they care about, because this is probably going to be kind of a boys versus girls election. He's doing fine with men. He needs to do better with women.
Well, so what about people in your age bracket? They have questions?
They do, and I think that there's this kind of a miscalculation that Gen Z or millennials are all in for Kamala. They're not. They're open and they're swayable voters. They need to get out and vote. And I think that part of that's going to be Donald Trump reminding them if they want to afford a house, they want to afford maybe to take a vacation once a year, that they're going to need to get their economy back. And they could have done that 4 years ago. They can't do it now. Start talking to Gen Z. Start talking to millennials. Don't just assume that they're going to vote for Kamala.
So, Tommy, I want to throw this at you. I watched the whole hearing yesterday with the assassination investigation. Eli Crane is one of this nation's premier snipers. I wanted to hear from him. I wanted to see what he said because I know he's been working hard on this. I want to get your response because already the Trump campaign's been affected. They told him he can't have an outdoor rally in Wisconsin over the weekend. This is already election interference. Because of Iran, because of the other attempts, because Secret Service has got to worry about the UN and the General Assembly and protecting the president of Iran. Listen to what Eli Crane said, the congressman from Arizona.
What is going to happen next time is there is a 10-man Hezbollah team, snipers, assaulters, and drone operators launching coordinated and overlapping assassination attempt on the president. I think we can all see by now that their likelihood of success would be tremendous. My suggestion to the former president and to his campaign is that he beef up his private security detail of individuals who are loyal to him.
And he went on to say, you got to go get the private guys. The guys who were watching Karzai, Ghani, the Iraqi leaders, they're here. They're in their 30s. They're retired because being a Navy SEAL is like being a running back in the NFL. You're all beat up, but you're ready. You're still talented and you're experienced. How do you feel about that? Should he go to that length?
He has to. He needs to get private security. And I hope that the Secret Service will make some changes, but it might not be fast enough. They might not ever have the resources to protect somebody like Donald Trump. He's got the money and the resources to do it. Obviously, his life and the lives of his family members are of the utmost importance. So I think exactly right. Go out, get your own private security. There's a lot of patriots out there that would love to protect the former president. So I think that's exactly what he has to do at this point, because otherwise, he's going to have to be in a bubble, and he's not going to be able to campaign. And if he were to be elected, I still think he needs private security. I mean, this is the most wanted man on the face of the earth. He needs to do something else than what he's currently doing.
All right, OutKick.com, when do we hear you? When do we see you?
Monday through Friday, 1 p.m. Eastern.
All right, on OutKick.com, right?
Yes.
All right, go get him, Tommy. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Brian.
All right, and stay within yourself. 1-866-408-7669. I see all the lines filled up. I'll try to get to them. If you prefer to write, if you're at work and you don't want to let anyone know that the AirPod you're listening to is not enhancing your job performance, but you're listening to me, write me, BrianKilmeade.com.
Covering this election year like no other is Brian Kilmeade.
Must qualify for enrollment. Results may vary.
Attention! Have you racked up $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by making minimum payments? With credit card debt reaching all-time highs, National Debt Relief is notifying consumers about significant debt relief options currently being made available to help those with overwhelming credit card debt. These options may reduce a large portion of credit card debt for those who qualify. You don't need to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan, and you may only have to pay back a fraction of what you owe, even if you have bad credit. National Debt Relief has already reduced the credit card debt for more than 550,000 consumers, so don't wait. If you owe $10,000, $20,000, or even $100,000 in credit card debt, you can now take advantage of this financial debt relief as the cost of living continues to skyrocket. To check what debt reduction you may qualify for, call 800-885-2020. 800-885-2020. Again, that's 800-885-2020.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated in the best hearing aids of 2024 by USA Today, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, just $189.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 500,000 happy customers by going to AudionHearing.com. That's AudienHearing.com.
Hi, I'm Jason Hansen, a former CIA officer. In these uncertain times, with rising geopolitical tensions and skyrocketing inflation, protecting your financial future is crucial. That's why I trust Advantage Gold for all my precious metal investments. They're the only company I buy from, period. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 for a 100% free gold guide to see exactly how gold can safeguard your wealth. Again, call 800-900-8000 today.
Paid for by Advantage Gold. Performance may vary. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Always consult your financial and tax professional.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, the Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, going far beyond the headlines, tapping into the massive reporting resources of Fox News to provide a full picture of the news of the day.
I'm Dana Perino.
I'm Brett Baer.
I'm Maria Bartiromo.
I'm Brian Kilmeade, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey, this is Trey Gowdy, host of the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Every Tuesday, you'll hear what's on my mind. Plus, every Thursday, there's a special bonus episode where we answer the questions that are on your mind. Make sure to spend your Tuesdays and Thursdays with Trey. Subscribe now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts. Hope to see you.
America's listening to Fox News.
The world of business moves fast. Stay on top of it with the Fox Business Rundown every Monday and Friday. Fox Business reporters, anchors, and hosts will bring you beneath the stock market speculation and boardroom drama to tell you about the biggest business stories of today. Whether you're on Main Street or Wall Street, Fox Business is invested in you.
Listen to the Fox Business Rundown every Monday and Friday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
It's time to take the quiz.
Five questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
History, pop culture, science, sports, civics. How much do you know? Let's find out.
Who was the first person to walk on the moon?
Jackson or something?
Neil Armstrong.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course listen to the quiz right now at thequiz.fox.
More to know. Sponsored by Prevagen. Prevagen is the most recommended memory support brand by pharmacists.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back. Brian Kilmeade Show. See all the calls up there. I'll try to get to a few of them. But I think it's time to find out if there's a need to know more while watching all the other breaking news. Well, first it, we watched it live on our show. Our Fox weather team, this woman was trapped in a car. And she was he was doing a live report, and you hear screaming in the background. He yells over to her that, I'm going to get you. I called 911 and then realized she was panicking. He had to go put down the mic and get her. Listen to this story right now.
Yeah, I got you. I got you loud and clear. And you can see right here, we've got this this lady drove into the area that's flooded out, and she's screaming right now. I just called 911. Fire department is coming in, but she drove right into the floodwaters. This is the Peachtree Creek, and it is rising at the moment. We've got this thing cresting at about 23 feet. It's going to go up a little bit more. This, by the way, we had the video of the high water rescues earlier. That was about a mile away from this spot where I am right now. So people are still driving around and seeing all these floodwaters is still going around the barriers of getting in. So I am patiently waiting for 911 to come. They said the fire department was coming from Atlanta. I'm in North Atlanta right now on the corner of Northside Street, Northside Drive. It's a pretty big populated area right here. She is still screaming, but we got you. We got you. 911, they're coming. You're good. You're good. Oh, man, it's a situation. We will get back to you in a little bit. I'm going to go see if I can help this lady out a little bit more, you guys. I'll be
and
back.
That was Bob Van Dillen reporting live with us on Fox and Friends this morning. He went and got the woman out of the car. He pulled her out. You saw this, Allison?
I did. I saw it. And then they, I feel like he was trying to do the right thing by calling 911. You just hear this woman keep on calling. And as he was reporting it to you guys, I feel like you saw him being like, wait, she still needs help. They're not here yet. Like, we're going to just keep on filming while she needs help, and he then did the right thing. It was quite the moment.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little dangerous because he had to walk up to his waist and pull her out the window. And it was great, though. I think he had to do it, and he saved her. And then he came back and told us the story, and we all have it all on tape. Next, Hoda is leaving. She announces departure from the Today Show after 17 years. Listen.
I have some news. So I was doing the math, and I realized that I have spent 26 years at NBC. Okay, just be cool. 26 years at NBC, 16 years on the 10, and 7 years with you. And I just turned 60, and it was such a monumental moment for me when I turned 60 years old, because I started thinking about that decade. Like, what does that decade mean? What does it hold? What's it going to have for me? And I realized that it was time for me to turn the page at 60 and to try something new. And I think I realized it. This was so crazy, but remember our 60th birthday that we had outside? It was so, I can see it. And I remembered standing outside looking at this beautiful bunch of people with all these gorgeous signs, and I thought, like, this is what the top of the wave feels like for me. And I thought, it can't get better. And I decided that this is the right time for me to kind of move on.
She's going to get a podcast.
She's going to stay at NBC. She's staying in the NBC family. She's still going to be doing other things. She's just not going to have to work five mornings a week.
So she worries. She doesn't want to work as much. She doesn't. It's not that she wants to try something else.
Yeah, I mean, maybe just like not doing the morning show every day. As you know, like, it stops you from possible other opportunities when you need to be in the same location every morning. You know, you can't travel as much. You can't maybe do like bigger packages and things. She also has two young daughters, right? So, you know, she could be around more to send them off to school and things like that.
Oh, look, I've only met her three or four times. Couldn't be nicer. She goes to Sirius also and does a radio show. I'm not sure every day, but she does a radio show after. You know, it's so interesting. I saw this video of David Letterman, who used to when he was at his show, he used to make fun of people on NBC. And he's like, who's Hoda? And he made fun of this woman's name. She was a New Orleans local anchor.
That's
who
him.
Knew that she'd emerge as a national personality. Who, actually, they say, in looking back at her career, Kathy Lee and her is when her personality really came out. When that show that followed the Today Show.
Yeah, because they were drinking wine at 10 a.m. and having fun. And Kathy Lee is such, like, a lovely human. She sort of brings out the best in people.
Right. I agree with you. I just wish you'd find religion.
Yeah.
I think she should understand the Bible matters.
Go back and listen to our former interview with her a few weeks back.
Yes, I think she's edging the authors of the Bible on the Bible. I'm pretty sure. Brian Kilmeade Show. Go to BrianKilmeade.com. Now we have a new appearance. Stage show is going to be in Jacksonville and Peekskill, New York, October 20th.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
John, what are you doing? Get in my car. Why are you walking to work?
Thanks, man. It's these insanely high gas prices. They are draining my bank account. I can't afford to drive anymore.
Dude, don't walk. Just do what I do, because I never pay full price for gas anymore. I use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait, you're telling me you get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code WINNING for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code WINNING. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code WINNING for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code WINNING.
It's time again for the Majestic Stillwater Powwow, October 4th through 6th, at the Reading Rodeo Grounds, with free admission for all ages. See the return of the beautiful dancers, the feel of the powerful drummers. Learn and experience firsthand the culture of the Native American people. Proudly brought to you by the Reading Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow, October 4th through 6th, at the Reading Rodeo Grounds. For information, call 530-225-8979 or visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potter family, this station, and other proud sponsors.
Hi, I'm John Welsh, and I'm directing The Minutes by Tracy Letts at the Riverfront Playhouse. The Minutes takes place in a closed session of the Big Cherry Town Council meeting. And if you're even just a casual observer of the political climate here in Shasta County, you're not going to want to miss this play. The Minutes, opening at the Riverfront Playhouse, September 13th through the 29th. Be there.
Get your tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Proudly brought to you by this station and other amazing pro-arts organizations.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.